Oh, come on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Oh.
Yeah. life has only just begun. We wed this land and pledged our souls to meet its end. Life has only just begun. Hear my people roam the earth in the kingdom of our birth, where the dust of all our horses hides the sun. We are mighty on the earth, on the earth.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. How you doing tonight? This is also, you know, our favorite place to be at on Blog Talk Radio. So welcome to the show. It's Free Angel Reading Saturday. We're going to be doing 3 hours of nothing but angel readings and past life readings, too, as well. So if you want to get any insights to your past life, let me know. We'll actually look into that, too, as well. And let's see here. Also, donate to the Going to Manitou Springs Fund, Colorado Springs, that is, Colorado Fund, and support my show fund. Help me get back home. Help me to keep the show going. And I always ask, you know, it's like give support and love, and always give love where love is given. And for all the people who donated, thank you, too, so much. It's great. Let's go on with our show and introduce my lovely co-host, which is Bree. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Maybe it'll sound like it, but I'm working on it. You know, after last night, it was one of those things you kind of like tiptoe into the situation and see what's going to happen. And hope everything works out fine. Because I was really focused. Yeah, I was focused on being positive. I'm trying to be positive. Seriously. It might not sound like it, but the one thing I like doing is readings. I love doing those things, so I think we should go ahead and start readings. What do you think?
That would be great.
So did you drink your coffee and you're wired for sound?
Getting there.
Or like some people do, they take a shortcut and go to the Mountain Dew, which is just a twist of the bottle and down the caffeine.
Oh, yeah. I turn coffee on and I'm almost done with my Mountain Dew, so it'll be a good night.
All right. Cool. Let's go into our first caller, which is... area code, I'm sorry, lost that one. 562 area code.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Rondrea. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say hello to Bree.
Hi, Bree.
Hi, hon.
I just wanted to know, I've been having, like, problems for years in relationships, and I just want to know if you guys can see anything where I will be with one person for a long time.
Okay. I could say, okay, Bree, what do you have? But we can take a look here.
Okay.
I do get the impression that you attract a lot of people that have a tendency to have a lot of wants and needs, and like they're going through situations and carrying a lot of baggage. Would you agree?
I don't know why I attract a lot of married men since I was 19 and I'm about to be 27. It just seemed like I always end up with married men. And I don't know why. It's strange to me.
Well, to me it's like I just get the clarification of what you really want. You know, it's like asking for certain people and that kind of stuff, and sometimes people have a tendency to forget the word single and to specify, because, I mean, the one thing I do pick up is the idea of freedom from old thoughts. I also see that you, this because you talk about married men, cause, you know, I just get the impression it's one of those things that you got some people here looking for almost like guidance and healing of their own and their relationships and that kind of stuff. And, you know, and they're trying to, it's almost like you're the light for them.
Hmm.
And I've seen this a lot too. People are very positive, very open to the whole thing and can't understand why they're attracting certain things. I used to have the same problem. Always married women. And I'm like, what the heck is up with that whole thing? I could have swore I specified single. And, but with the situation, what kind of work I do, too, I work with people, and I do relationship counseling. So it's almost like some of these girls, especially one I knew in Colorado, who wanted help, but she also wanted everything else to go with it. So it was like, I want to marry a counselor, you know. And she was already married to somebody else, and she was, as we put it, a little insecure about money. So she hung on to her husband because he had money coming in. She had money coming in. And they kind of like built a lifestyle that way where she wanted to keep that, not realizing, you know, she started her own business, but she still had the mentality that she had to be to actually get those things. I think she would have changed the whole thing. Could have been different. But she was trying to get me to do readings for $7.50 an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we actually sat down one day, and she was like, answer some questions for me. I was actually working for her as a telemarketer. And I looked at her, and I said, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sit here and answer questions for $7.50 an hour. And she goes, why not? I said, because I make $25 for 15 minutes. I make $100 an hour. Always, you know. And she's like, well, that's kind of rude. I said, no, that's the truth. And she was a strange woman, too. I tell you, the idea of the truth. She said telling the truth and hurting people's feelings was rude. And so I told her to sit back because I'm fixing to be rude again. I'm just saying, with the situations of speaking your mind, when you're in the situation, in the situations, have you ever been with a married man who didn't tell you that he was married?
Honestly, one time, and the rest I knew about, so.
Okay. Because I'm looking at the situation, and the answers lie within you. You know, asking yourself, okay, you found out the guy's married. Did you continue the relationship? You did, didn't you?
Actually, no, because I felt bad for the wife, so no.
Okay.
The ones I didn't know about, seen them, but if yeah, I just feel like he wasn't honest with me, so I'm like, okay, well then you're done. You know, that's all it was.
Oh, so that was that the first one?
This was yes, the first time I've ever. Yeah, I was pretty young when that happened.
Well, the cards are saying Archangel Raziel. That's actually spelled Raziel. This one here is saying that they're helping you to awaken to your spiritual sight, okay, which is the idea of seeing things very clearly, okay, and telling yourself the very second the situation comes to the light, married, it's the ideal of visualizing this in your mind right now of you actually turning around and walking away. There is nothing to say. There's nothing to do. It talks about if you start doing that, and really, it's more of a respect and honoring yourself. And asking yourself, why are you not doing that? It's almost like something that you were conditioned by your mother. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. But it can't be her because she's been my father for years. You know, it must be I'm getting this thing from somewhere else. You know, I mean, I know what you're saying, but she's definitely not like me. I mean, she's been church woman her whole life, never drink, never smoke, and I've always been the one that done things and slept with married man. And no, she's very much different from me. So I can't get it.
Okay, but look, I mean, okay, let's trace the situation back, okay? What we're saying is she's taught you these things about what you do. It could be simply getting into a relationship with somebody and feeling like you have to complete it because, in some sense, the word, I feel like she's not totally happy with your father.
Okay.
And she has a tendency, and she talks about it. Like, I don't like the dude. I mean, there are certain times she grieves. Griefs. Is that a word? Griefs. Okay, that's like she being grieving and being stern, and also being angry at the same time.
I see what you're saying.
She's a Christian woman. Is she really? I'm not trying to be disrespectful or nothing, but the idea of not honoring one's true self and actually really going out, getting what you want. Looking at the situations, correcting the situations that God brings for us, and not doing anything about it could be as much sinful as going out and messing around with somebody. So if you look at the situations of a person who refuses to change anything about her life because she has a tendency to put a title on it, you sit and look at the situation when you're in. Why do you do what you do? To me, it comes off as a subconscious thing. So they're trying to correct the subconscious that you've been subjected to. We could trace it back. And I want to sit there and do this, too, because we were talking about past lives, and this is kind of interesting, of tracing two people back when things were different, of her and her mother were actually sisters in a past life, and her sister was constantly doing certain things and that kind of stuff. That's why she is the way she is this lifetime, where she doesn't want to step out. And, okay, for instance, I'm not saying she is or isn't. I'm just using this as an example. The idea of not really loving somebody and just staying with them because, as she puts it, the Bible says so.
I see.
Yes. So she basically contracted this lifestyle to stay right where she's at, to learn, can I really do that? Because in a past life with the two of you, she was the one who's doing the things you're doing now. So it's the idea of correcting it and realizing it's a past life habit that you learned from somebody else that's bringing here. Because it's like, look at the, it's like the ideal, the cards are saying, the miracle and trusting what you, what's coming to you. It might not be in a situation or in a way that you would normally want to get information, but it is coming to think about it. And that's me talking to you. So it says, the miracle here is the idea of trust what you hear because it's spiritual understanding, not worldly understanding. And then it's the idea of getting back because you've lost track of who you are.
Okay.
Because it says, be crystal, and I was talking about before, you know, being clear about what you want. Then we have the card. We have two cards here, Archangel Michael. And it's talking about just that. Remember who you are. You're a powerful, loving, creative child of God. Somewhere along the line, it's just the idea of fine-tuning what's going on, right? Because you are definitely trying to change it and correct it. And then it says, crystal clear intentions. Archangel Michael again. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it without, I keep saying without. Focus on it with unwavering faith. There's something about you that says, I might not get the person I want. So you have a tendency to compromise. This is what I'm picking up. And this is something to look over. Because then the next card says, do a life review. Ask yourself the same question and see what you come up with. Review the two situations you're going through. Why would you... Because I hear you talking, and I hear you're focusing on the same thing. Why do I do those kind of things? But it still lies within yourself. So you definitely need to go inwards and find out why. It's the only way you're going to change what's going on the outside or what you're attracting. Because it's almost like you're trying to attract men who are, and this could be just like we said before, be clear, crystal clear, which means watch what kind of words you use too. Because in the process of going through certain things, I've seen this too. We see soulmates as learning lessons. So I've seen people who have a tendency to manifest those people to punish themselves, to go continuously through learning lessons. Instead of going out and looking and being open to a real relationship of what they really want. Because they're so scared that they don't know how to deal with it if they get it. So these are some things you need to go over yourself in your own mind.
Got it.
I'm just saying, start working on it. And the reason I stress that, it's like people go, when should I start? How about when you got the phone? It's the idea of looking at the situation, focusing on meditations, chakra clearings. People think this is crazy, but a lot of times we've collected a lot of things that are sparking on these things that we're still carrying with us from past lives. Chakras and auras and spiritual work is a way of connecting the spirit with the physical. Because somewhere along the line, the idea of unconditional love, the only way you can really, really have that is to have balance within oneself, which is finding out those things. I feel like if you start doing the work and really working with the situation, there's a couple of books you can check out. One's by John Holland called Psychic Navigator, and then Doreen Virtue has a book called Chakra Clearing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're very simple books, and there's another book you might want to get too, which is by Doreen Virtue too as well, and John Randolph Price. The first one is called Healing with the Angels by Doreen Virtue. And then there's another book called The Angels Within Us. These are angels we work with to discover in our subconscious, within ourselves, what is blocking us and those gateways to attain what we want to do, like unconditional love and freedom, relationships, loving relationships. Excuse me. So try those things. The reason I suggest that because that's where it begins. To get to being let go of. And the idea of Archangel Michael came up a couple times in your reading, too. So I would definitely sit down, focus, and communicate with Archangel Michael to help you cut the cords, not just this past that you have now in this lifetime, but also previous lifetimes, because it seems like you're still carrying some things with you. It might actually help the relationship between you and your mom in some ways, of being more open with each other. I get the impression you guys love each other. But you have a tendency that you, when you're in the same room with each other, you have a tendency to just kind of like, don't know what to say.
Okay.
So it's like, I've seen this before with some people who have had past lives with people and they cross them in this lifetime. They sense this, there's something there, but they don't know how to approach it. And that's why I always tell everybody, come to me, get a past life reading or regression, and then you'll have something to talk about, you know, because it helps fill in the blanks and the blanks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All ready?
Okay. Thank you.
So, oh, no problem. Like I said, I would suggest getting a past life reading, too, as well, and I just say, sit down, see how you could do it, make me an offer. All right?
Okay.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I'd love to do one for you. And I know sometimes with situations that when it comes to money, you're kind of wondering about the whole thing. So I'm telling everybody right now, call me up, tell me what you want to pay. Just as long as it's not a dollar, it's okay. All right?
All righty.
Okay. But definitely do that life review. Check out those books, because it's amazing how many things do affect our lives, okay?
Okay.
Foods and condition and environment and that kind of stuff. And once you start clearing those things up, you're going to see a definite difference in the people you're attracting, okay?
Okay.
And even with the people you do attract, you know how to approach them and deal with it.
Got it.
Okay? All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, Bree, what do you think about that? I like the giggling part, because it's like she didn't, you know, maybe she won't acknowledge that I hit those spots, but I think the giggling was like, oh, that was too close, you know. But especially that last one when I sit there and said, your mom's sitting in the same room and you don't know what to say to each other. And she was like, that was just, whoa, that was round money.
Yeah.
I mean, with the situation at hand, what did you pick up?
It was.
It was different, huh?
Yeah, I'll explain later.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
We'll just go on to our next caller.
It wasn't bad or anything, just interesting.
Okay. No problem. I mean, no, that's good. If you didn't want to sit there and say anything, it's good. There are some things you pick up with people that you just don't want to bring in and throw it out to the public. I understand that. Let's go on to our next caller. We got we have James. How you doing, James? Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, say hello to Bree. She's right
here. Hi, Bree. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
That's good.
So, James, you said that you were in a situation of just wanted a card reading, huh?
Yeah, just whatever comes, whatever you all pick up, you know, whatever messages or insight or, you know, whatever you guys pick up will be fine.
Okay, no problem. I'm sorry, guys. I can actually do this because the other companies I work for, people have a tendency to rush me all the time, and when I have a chance to kind of like, you know, relax, sit back, and have a good time, you know. Some people in Keene, I swear, I had a lady call me one time, and she was like, "Could you speed this up a little bit?" I'm like, "Excuse me?" She goes, "Yeah, could you speak this up a little bit? This is money." I'm like, I said, "Man, why don't you do me a favor?" And she goes, "What's that?" I said, "Stop thinking about the money. You want the answers, or don't you?"
Wow.
And she's like, "Yes." I said, "Just focus on that. Because I guarantee the money you're spending is well spent." As I put it, look at it as an investment in yourself. Because when we give you the information and you follow the information, it's like chakras and meditations and answers and that kind of stuff. It seems to help you focus on solutions, which will change your life. So, let's think about that, huh?
Right.
All right. I'm getting to a shuffle here where we're going to stop. And people out there going, why is he taking so long? Because I am being myself. All right. So when we sit here and look at the situation, because people have to understand one thing about psychics. We do things the way we do because that's how we get answers, and that's how we listen, and that's how they get, it's like a communication between two. You know, have you ever sit down with somebody and had a conversation and looked at them and said, you're not, I just asked you a question. How come you're not answering the question? Why are you not going to tell me? Come on. What's up? You don't do that. Usually, right. With your friends, you don't. You just sit there and look at them and go, you wait, you're patient, and they give you an answer.
Right.
It's the same way when you communicate with your angels. It's like you're waiting, and the information comes quickly, but it's like angels are divine in a different dimension of pure energy, of pure love. And here we are on this plane, which is totally different. You know, it's a different kind of format. So the idea of the information comes through us, but in the, in the situation of being human, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we don't interpret it in a human way. So therefore, the message is clear and as you know, it's clear and right to the point of the way it was intended to be in the first place. And that takes more than 2 seconds sometimes, you know. With you, I feel like the situation talks about, I just get the impression of being a teacher. People talk to you, they like getting advice from you. You seem to learn things very quickly, and you're very able teaching to other people as well, and you should really consider that's who you are. Got Archangel Michael sitting here talking about how protected you are to actually go out and do what you want to do with your life.
Wow.
You get the impression of quit chasing the almighty dollar and start focusing more on James and investing in James. Because it's talking about right now with the talents and who you are, and the word comes across as being the one thing it comes across, I'm just throwing it out there because it's the way it comes to me, it focuses on artists. Now, people have to understand one thing. When you use the word artist, there's people who do all kinds of things can be classified as being artistic. The way people sell cars can be artistic. And it's saying with you, the idea of creation, it's like a talent of yours, of creating things out of nothing. I don't know what that means. It's a message for you, okay?
Right.
But it's definitely saying, don't hold back now. The timing's perfect. So it's time for you to merge. And then the next card is manifestation. So that's pretty much self-explanatory. But you need to manifest the life that you want. Because you're procrastinating and saying, well, I'm not sure about this. And almost like the point where, what is the first step?
Right, yes. Yeah.
And the first step it talks about is focusing on you, which is spiritual growth and what's been going on here in the last year. And then the next thing it says about, if you want this thing to emerge, set your intentions on what you want. Because you consider bounce a tennis ball, and you're getting a direction, but it's still just within you. Until you sit there and take that tennis ball and whack it across that freaking court, you're never going to know if you can win.
Right.
You have to make that first step. But see, the first step is you taking that notion and say, okay, I got the ball in my hand, got the racket in my hand. Okay, what do you do now? Play tennis. I mean, that might sound crazy to some people, but that's the point. Go play life. What is life? Life is what you make it. So therefore, if you have no intentions of doing that, and you're sitting back going, wow, and I've seen this before too. I'm just saying from what comes to me. Is people sitting there, I've seen women get married to avoid what they were destined to do. I've seen men stick themselves in jobs to avoid what they were destined to do. So when you see these things happening all the time, people who are in situations that are not happy, somehow, some way, they're making excuses not to go and grasp what they're meant to do. Or they would be. Because everybody has a spiritual, how would you put this? Everybody has a spiritual right to have the life they wanted because they already contracted that to be here. It even says in the Bible, you have not because you ask not. So it's the idea of clearing the clutter, soaring, you know, spreading your wings and doing what you got to do to realize what you got to do. Because once you do, you might fall on your face a couple times, but once you get the knack of doing the whole thing, you can go on forever. So it's kind of a scary thing to do that. But once you do it, like I told someone before, it's a risk. Some people think this is a risk to take this step. And then after you do that a couple of times, you start realizing they're no longer risk. They're the answer. Okay?
Right.
So I don't pick up on what you're supposed to do because they keep telling me you already know.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. It came across very quickly saying, no. See, that? Yeah, I always tell people the reason a lot of times you don't pick up on that because it's part of your journey to embrace that one thing. And I always tell people, this is an easy way to do that is to think about the one thing you love to do and then sit down with a pad and pencil and figure out how you could turn it into a business. And don't be surprised if you don't have a list before the end of the night and a direction to go in. Alrighty?
Oh, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. And it's like, you know, I always say, because it took me a while too to embrace what I'm doing too as well, and I ran away a couple of times, but every time I got away from it, I always end up doing it anyway. That's another sign too. So if you walk away from something that you've been doing a lot of, and every time you turn around, you're right back where you started. The cycle is telling you that you're very gifted at what you do. It's, you know, sometimes we think there's something better for us. We don't realize it might actually be, because the idea of what's great for us could be there's a stepping stone somewhere that starts the whole ball going. Because I started working for, you know, doing a couple of readings here and there, and I worked for a couple psychic lines, and then eventually I got to work in a shop, and that's when it all took on a freaking different light. So, but like I said, I decided to take a break from this. Like I'm not sure this is what I should be doing, so I'm gonna take a break from it. I walked into a coffee shop, and somebody said he does, and the guy was trying to do was make fun of me. Well, the waitress, he does pop readings. In a mean way, because he wanted that girl. Well, the next thing I know, that girl's all over me. Next thing I knew, I did palm reading for about the next 20 minutes. I didn't get a chance to eat breakfast because everybody came to me and did a palm reading. I'm sitting there going, this happens every time. Why is this happening to me? And everybody said, well, don't you get it? Even people who don't do breakfast, we get it. We don't do psychic readings. You're not supposed to be working for the carnival. You're supposed to be working for your service. And you're great at what you do. So sometimes it's hard to... I'll admit that because people keep saying, you're great. I'm like, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like you think you're not really qualified to do what you're doing. And even though you're doing it every day and doing a great job, you get past that point and realize that you're a very powerful person. It's very creative. And step yourself into that. Which I think for some reason, I just feel like you know that. You just need somebody else to kick you in the butt to get you going.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
And if you ever get a chance, give me a call for a past life reading, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I told her the last day, go through your budget, whatever you can do, give me a call. No problem.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye now. Sometimes I'm not sure about clicking that button because I've taken out two people at one time, you know.
Yeah.
Bree? Oh, Bree's thinking about it.
Yeah. You're breaking up.
Oh, you're serious. Am I breaking up now?
Not that very second.
Oh, jeez. Okay. How about that now? Now. Bree?
I got now.
Oh, you're kidding.
There you go.
All right. Let's see what. We'll go into the next one. The next one here is Carol. Carol's coming in. Okay. Got to hit it again.
Yeah, you're breaking.
Okay. How about now?
You're
Can you hear
now.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm good now?
Yeah.
That's okay.
No.
It's freaking... Oh, shoot. Oh, here we go. How about now?
talk again, please.
Okay.
Yeah, now I can hear you. Now you're smooth.
All right, Carol. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. You know, I agree with everything you've said, and I've been spending the last X amount of years listening, and Doreen Virtue is wonderful. She's got some great meditations for clearing the chakra, one for the evening, one for the morning, all different ones. So I certainly agree with you, and I am at the place where I realize I am the creator of my life by my thoughts. If I think it's going to be good, it will, et cetera, et cetera. But one thing that pops up all the time is about my son. And he's a wonderful guy. He, you know, he's a hard worker, everything else, boom, boom, boom. But it's just, he's a bit closed, and I'm just wondering if this is just something that we've come into this life to heal with each other, and he'll open up when he opens up, or is there any way I can help him?
Well, one thing we've come to conclusion is, too, that even with the kind of work we're doing, we really can't. We can give you the information, but until that person decides to use it or do something or utilize it.
Right.
You know.
Well, I have been praying, and I have been thinking about our higher selves meeting and sending him love and the white light and everything else. It's just it's something really must be karmic or something, because I've taken all the steps of being forgiving. You know, I'm. Trust me, I'm not perfect. Certainly not perfect either. But you know, I've done a lot of work around it, and I'm just, you know, is there anything I can do, or do I just need to let time take its place?
I think we should all put it like this.
Okay.
We are all perfect.
Right.
It's called conditioning and things we're subjected to, and I call it, because we have people all the time talking about hereditary.
Uh-huh.
And I've always wondered if it's actually hereditary physically or is it hereditary mentally, because I've noticed people, when the family has something, you really don't see a lot of effects of it until after people say, well, you know, our family's got a history of this and a history of that. Next thing you know, you have a couple cases in the family of just that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there going, are we perfect? Yes, we were born perfect. Adam was perfect. It was the ideal of Adam not feeling worthy that he left the garden.
Not
in that whole situation.
Correct.
Yeah. Because we always sit here talking to people about Atlantis and that kind of stuff too, saying, well, people don't feel worthy because of what they did afterwards, not because of what really happened with Atlantis itself. It was the idea of going out to the world and going, hey, you know, this manipulate these people, you know. And some of them felt guilty for doing that. And there's other people who actually saw it unfolding and refused to do anything. So if you look at our lives right now, that we're sitting back and a lot of people are coming together. And what's really keeping people from really embracing what we can actually really do is what people have said. Because something inside of us says, I can do whatever I want. I can do great things. And then there's that little, and then that's why I'm saying, what the reason we have to have balance within our lives between the spiritual and the physical is because the physical is more here than the spiritual part. So it has a tendency to have a greater voice. So if it's unbalanced, the ego constantly says, you can't do that. Or with your situation, it's saying, your son needs your help. So what can you do? Do you feel helpless? And what you should feel helpless because there's something you can do.
Yeah, I just want to know that, and I think I have pretty much done everything I can. I mean, there's
you have.
It's not up to me, really. It's up to him, and I know he loves me, but he's dealing with life the way, you know, the way he does, and that's fine.
No, we said this. I'm just saying, we said this yesterday. You really can't hang out with a group of people who are like you, because there is no one like you.
Right.
And I feel very strongly what the situation is. I keep getting, like, in the next couple of months, and as we go into the summer months, you're going to see some definite changes in a positive way with him because of what you have done. So it's one of those things that you're being impatient because you're wanting instant results, really.
Well, I don't think there's instant results, and he lives, you know, far away from me, so it's not as if we don't even live together. So the point
is... No, I'm just saying. I'm saying there's something
I understand. Yeah,
you want results.
You're right. I can tend to get impatient and so forth. I just... I was just curious if there was anything, but that's very true, and I appreciate that, and I'm glad. I'm glad if it looks like events are going to be changing or whatever you want to say by the summer. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. But I want to stress to you, I'm seeing things happening and changing the next couple of months, and as we go into the summer, the summer itself is a discovery within himself.
Good.
Okay, so it's like, you know for a fact it's not going to be an overnight thing. I'm just saying you're definitely going to see changes.
Good, and I understand it's not as if we're going to be spending the summer together, but he's going to be going through and evolving within himself, so that's wonderful.
Yeah, so when you see him next fall.
Or whenever I see him, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, for some reason, I keep saying you're going to see him next fall, and you guys are going to spend at least a couple of weeks together.
Good. Good.
So it's just okay. One of those things of working, you know, you work with yourself, but like I always tell everybody, you know, you don't, spirituality is not a 6-month course. It's a life.
Right. Well, yes, I know that he mirrors things to me. I know that he, being my, you know, my oldest son and me feeling abandonment from men in my life and blah, 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 blah. I understand that the part of it is was presented to me so I can get over my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Being affected by how people act towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Because really it's what they're doing, and it really, you know, you have to get within yourself and be centered within yourself. So
So I
know that that is a great deal of it too in the beginning, but I've really moved past that, and so I'm going, okay, well, I've moved past it, now what's going on with him?
Oh, yeah, but that's why they always say you need to focus on yourself.
Right, right.
So you understand, because he's an extension of you.
Exactly, and we're all one, and we're all here to create.
Yes, that's what we were saying before. Why is there so much emphasis on you getting to know who you are? Because being part of the whole helps you understand everybody else who is too.
Absolutely.
You know, when you meet the right person, you know who it is because you know who you are.
Right, and again, by healing yourself, you help heal the world. Because if you're sending out good energy, then you put that out into the whatever you call it, matrix or whatever you
yes.
want to call it.
Yeah, and every time you talk to somebody, say you go up to that guy who's got the Christmas time, the guy's got the big bucket and you throw money into it, and
mm-hmm.
that guy's feel good just because of your energy that came across him. So you don't have to sit down and talk to somebody for 20, 30 minutes. Just
right.
that initial connection right there in that moment that you gave helped that person. Maybe in his mind, he wasn't too sure he was actually doing what he should be doing. And then you throw money into the bucket, and he starts realizing, okay, that's just one. What's, you know,
exactly.
I'm waiting for the next, and that kind of thing, too.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm just saying with you, I got some cards for you that came up with
okay.
career. There's a. It says, your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
Oh, that's yes.
It. Okay.
So that means, yes, I was just going to ask you that. So it looks like that an opportunity is coming to me relatively soon.
Oh, yeah, because it's saying that you need to take several deep, cause it's basically it's emphasizing on breathing and breathing technique
okay.
and clearing that all out. There's also, it says breathe and trust and be crystal
okay.
clear. Okay.
Okay.
It's also
mm-hmm.
talking about friendship and passion, working with other people.
Yeah.
It also says trust and follow your own renewed passion in your love life and career, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
And divine timing is basically when you're ready to let down the resistance to let
okay.
it happen.
Okay.
All righty?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good because that's I'm starting to realize that it's all within me, and when I am open to whatever needs to come to me, that's when it will come. When I'm at that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So that is good. I would think that sounds very good to me.
Yeah. So would I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like doing those things from time to time before people actually do ask the questions. I already tell them I have the answer before you even say it. So
right.
That's the whole thing.
So if I may just repeat what you said, basically what it's saying is my life path is there. Basically, I am on my life path, but there is going to be a change in it. In other words, I'm going to be getting a new opportunity, so I may be whether it be moving or changing jobs or whatever, that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's part
wonderful.
Yes, exactly.
And that really it's just up to me to say I know this to be true.
Yeah.
And to intend it to happen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was talking about, the divine timing and letting down the resistance.
Right.
It's when you, like, actually we can sit here and say surrender and release and let it go.
You're very good. I want you to know I've listened to you before, and you are very good, because that's exactly, and even bringing love into my, I mean, I have so much love in my life. I'm just so blessed, but I'm talking about bringing that, who's actually, again, everything's already here. It's a matter of opening up, let it come through in the physical.
Mm-hmm.
To bring the love through, too, that, too, is something that I just need to say, okay, it's time. It's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, like I tell people before, you know, imagination is a foundation for manifestation. So therefore, let it down, and you are the vehicle that brings manifestation into reality.
Wow, that's right. If you can imagine it, you can have it.
Yeah, and I've also read John Randolph Price's book, where he talks about in the process of spirituality, you're just basically discovering something that you already are. Discovery,
wow.
Discovery of gifts, discovery that you are perfect. It's just the idea when you're ready to embrace that.
You're right. You're right. It's remembering, isn't it?
Yes.
It's really remembering that what we truly are, and looking beyond what it seems we are in this illusion. Wow.
Yeah, because when we use the word discovery, you can't discover something that wasn't there. It's
mm-hmm.
always been there waiting for you to discover it all the time. So,
right.
You know, when you also people discover things, too, about themselves, but they have a hard time embracing it because they're scared of what other people might think. And
yes.
Believe me, I got caught up in the whole thing for a long time where I'm trying to please everybody, and that just got so overwhelming to the point where I was frustrated. How come I can't please everybody? Because he wasn't meant to. It was
right.
The idea of taking it to a different direction of saying, you're here for service, but you
right.
can't do it for them.
That's true. You can give them guidance.
Yes, but even in the situation of guiding like sheep, you always got one that strays. Is it your fault? No, it's
no.
just the ideal. It's just the ideal of learning and remembering and looking at the situation, and then bring it and then realize why did that sheep astray? It probably was just a lack of not knowing something and realizing it was putting itself in danger. Then when you bring it to the light and bring it to the surface and bring it to their attention. Then they basically go along with the rest. I'm not saying we should follow someone like that, but we should also be in a situation not being scared that when people do intrigue, that do have the answers, that we should also let down resistance to go to them. Because there's a lot of people out there, I can hear them now, if I could just get the courage to ask them a question. And I'm sitting there going, yes, if you just could realize that I'm just a person who has the answers for you, but no more or no less. You know, like, freak out. If you can talk to God, why can't you talk to me? You know? I'm actually on the same, and we're all on the same level, because I always sit here and say,
well, you bring through messages. It's just for a person has to be ready to, you know, you have to be ready to accept your responsibility, because walking forward in spirituality, it's taking responsibility for your life
mm-hmm.
and not for other people's life. And that's what I think, when we're trying to control things, we always have to fix everybody else. But actually, that's not our point. That's not our...
It never was.
It never was.
No. Yeah,
but I think you try to take focus off yourself, because you don't want to look inside of yourself to see what needs to be fixed. So you want to fix everybody else and just say you're perfect.
Yes, exactly. I always sit and tell everybody, John Randolph Price has got a book called The Angels Within Us, and it has an angel. There's like mm-hmm. 22 angels in there. And what's so
wow.
cool about the whole thing? We're actually going to have this on the show Thursday. We're actually
cool.
going to go over more deep about this. But the tarot cards, people go, tarot cards are evil. No,
oh, yeah.
Just I think sometimes it's just the people who say that. But when you sit here and look at the situation of freaking, because I'm seriously, when people say things. Sometimes in situations, they have a tendency to back it up with physical violence of saying, this is how come I believe this, and they smack you. Now, like you said, that's manipulation. It's control all the way, because
right.
they have an opinion, and they want you to definitely, this is what I believe, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you. Now,
right.
me, I look at people going, oh, no, if you go to church, you're a Catholic or whatever, you're there for a reason, and the idea of judging, I can't judge you because you're on that level for some reason to learn something about yourself on your life path.
They're on their own path.
It's not my business. But I've seen, but in this situation where I sit down with people and talk and that kind of thing, right now, just the idea of me and you talking,
mm-hmm.
I'm guaranteeing that we've already touched 10 people.
Right.
And probably answered some questions. So,
yeah.
you know, when you start to look at those kind of things, what's going on? The angel of unconditional love and freedom was in that book. And each one of those angels, the tarot cards, the higher arcana of the tarot cards, there's 22 cards, and there's also 22 angels. And each one of those angels basically represents one of those cards. And I guess I'm going to go over this more on Thursday, but just a little preview
Sounds
about the
wonderful.
Whole thing. Yeah, so when you sit and look at the situation, people say, you know, evil cards. I said one thing, and I'll say it again. I have helped so many people change their lives to be so positive, who also started realizing that God existed. Can you think the devil would actually be behind that?
Right.
So why don't you stop accusing people and saying this and that, and think about what you're actually saying. You might have even stopped yourself and going, that sounds stupid, you know.
Yeah.
But do I say there are people out there who are not doing that? No, I'm not going to do that. I mean, we do live on a planet of duality, so of course we got good doctors, and, well, there's good, well, I don't think there's any good doctors, but, you know, but there's good and bad. As we'll put it like this, good and bad, are there good doctors or bad doctors? No, I think there's doctors who do things because of money, which could just be because of money and physical things, which we can look at that as more of, and I tell people this is kind of crazy too. Those people, to me, are following the devil more than anything else, because the devil is more of a physical, earthly thing. And then people who actually do it because they want to help people. When was the last? I sit here and do, like I told a lot of people, call me up, make an offer, and we'll do a past life reading. Or if you have some questions that it's a crucial situation that you really need some help, just pick up the phone and call me and ask those questions. If I don't ask you for anything, then I don't want anything but to listen to what you got to say and help you with the situation. When was the last time you ever heard a lawyer or a doctor do anything for free?
Very, 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 very rarely, if ever.
Exactly. And if you come and watch this show from Tuesday to Saturday, you'll hear it all the time. Because I've told people before, it's the ideal. Yes, there's prices. I have prices for anything I do because what I do has worth, and that's what I think it's worth.
Right.
And I think I'm actually underbidding the whole thing. But that's just the ideal. It's just a foundation. It's some place to start. Are my prices written in stone? No, they're not. Are there people out there who can afford it? Yes, there is. Are there people out there who can't? It depends what you look at it. I always tell people, just pick the phone up and come on over, you know, or donate $5 to the show and say, call me up later and go, can I get a reading for that? Sure you can. Why not? And people might look at it and say, well, you're charging for readings. No, the person made a donation, called me up and asked if I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a choice on both our parts. And they made a choice. I made a choice. And I've always made a vow, too, that whoever comes to me for, you know, whatever it is, that kind of thing, whatever their budget, whatever their lifestyle, whatever's going on, I'll help them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a vow, the same. You're here for a purpose. You don't sort of specify. And the people who, most of the people I've run into who actually are out there specifying, you know, what you should do are the ones who refuse to help the people who need it.
Right.
And, you know, like we said before, we're not saying everybody, but I'm just saying, realistically, the ones I've actually seen and crossed paths with. So I can say that because I've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it mean they're bad people? I don't know. I don't choose to go there on that part of the whole thing.
No.
That's not my business unless that person crossed my path. And like, for example, my ex-wife crossed my path when she got married to my brother. And she actually called me for a reading because she couldn't understand the situation with her and my brother, which was kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the idea of looking at the situation and say, okay, you're here for a reason.
Right.
You're here to give service to the people on this planet, and she lives here. You might not like it, but that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So I'm just saying, with your situation and the life's going on, all that kind of stuff, sometimes the quickest way to get results is to let go of it.
Absolutely, because if you hold on to it, it's that's so true. It's, you have to release it and trust that whatever needs to come to you will come to you. But if you hold on to the one vision, I mean, tightly, so you don't leave any move for spirit to come in, then you may not get, you could be receiving so much more than you will receive because you're not letting yourself open up to divine.
And I was telling everybody else too, you know, people say you might take a little too longer with some people. I said, I'm not into quantity. I'm into quality.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the ideal, some people might take longer than others. And that's what it's always been.
I know.
So I don't feel right about pushing someone down the road. I don't feel like I've actually touched on the real subject, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because of motivating them, or some people could say manipulate them to come back and get a reading from me. To me, I think that should be a choice on both parts of everything falling into place like it's supposed to. Because that's how the universe works, man. Really, seriously. Look at everything that's ever happened in your life. It all happened probably when you really needed it You put it out there.
God never lets you down. You're never let down with Source, Spirit, God, ourselves, or whatever you want to say. Really,
mm-hmm.
when you look at your life.
To be honest with you, I would like to be in that same position, that I don't want to feel like I've let someone down.
Right. But that's what I mean. You have to take that leap of faith and know that no matter how it looks around you in this human world,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to be okay. And that is so important, because once you get to that point that you just trust, if you want to call God, the universe, however you want to say it, then that releases the fears that keep you in that fear vibration where things can't come to you.
Yeah, the grass doesn't force itself to grow. It doesn't force itself to rain. It just does.
Right. A wonderful totem is the vulture, because the vultures depend on the universe to supply its food, and they clean up things that are left around for them. I mean, animals never sit around. Tigers don't sit there going, gee, it's 4 o'clock, how am I going to get dinner? They know it's going to come to them.
That
what
is
am
true.
I going to do today?
Exactly.
Anyway, all right, well, this was wonderful. I always enjoy talking to you. So basically, I'm where I'm going. Everything's coming to me. My career's going to take off. Love is coming to me. Everything is wonderful. I just need to be open to it and not get into that worried, when is it going to happen, when is it going to happen, when is it going to happen.
Yeah, because when you start worrying, your life stops.
Yeah, it does. It does. I was thinking about that. Your mind, even if you want to think of, the two halves of the brain, and when your one half is going on what I call the hamster wheel,
mm-hmm.
then you're thinking the same thing over and over and over again. How am I going to do? How am I going to do? And that's fear getting into you, keeping you busy just thinking about, what am I going to do? Where am I? Instead of silencing yourself and letting the other door open and letting the inspiration come through.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, this is it's a fun journey, isn't it?
Yes. That is true.
Yeah.
But that's what I think it's like, try to stress to people. It is fun.
Mm-hmm.
When you start really focus on the spiritual part of everything. I'm not saying totally. I mean, there has to be balance since both do exist on this plane.
Yes.
But you can still have, that's what the point is. If the physical takes over, all you think about is bills and your job, and I got to put 40 hours in this week to make this amount of money, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
And the term, making money, maybe the reason you're having such a hard time being blessed with a certain income, because you're not asking to be blessed with an income. You're thinking you have to, you're putting out there, well, this is what I'm worth. And they're saying, maybe you're not.
No, you're right. Absolutely. And what happens is, and I found this with myself, but I'm changing my thinking about it, is I would limit what I felt I need. In other words, well, this is the money I need every month, to pay my bills, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, then all of a sudden I said, well, wait a minute, I deserve to go on a vacation. I deserve to go out to dinner. I deserve money to put into savings, to send to my kids, whatever it may
mm-hmm.
be. And so that's when I started opening it up and said, God, I deserve a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
I know, we all do. We all do, but we get into that fear-based thing where, well, at least I have to have this, I at least have to have that, and then we close the door for other coming in. So I said, well, forget that. I want a lot.
Yes.
And then you can help other people, too, because we have to get beyond our guilt thinking, well, why should I if other people? There's so many, people that don't have in this world. But the fact is, you can never be poor enough for other people to have money. The more money you have, the more people you can help. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's definitely true. I agree with you on all things. I'm just saying with the situation and stuff like that, put it down and say, okay, I realize that, and then go back into living. I was talking to a friend of mine before about some people don't like the Bible, some people do. I said, just go look at the Bible and see what you pick up out of the whole thing. Because like I said before, everything happens for a reason. And if you have one in your hands and you think you should do something, then follow through with that guidance too. And there's so many things in there that just freak you out because they're so simple. But we try to make it more complicated. And the one thing I was noticing, that you guys sit there and read the situation, the story about Jesus, and you can come up with so many things out of that, just that one story, on so many things, at least 10 things. I mean, I sit there and looked at it and said, if you look at the situation, how his life unfolded, it's almost like a description of how things manifest, giving up
right.
the old for the new. So,
right.
you know, and in the process of having a new life, you feel reborn. So, you know, just things like that. And I told
right.
people before, if you start living this life and really focusing on the spiritual part of everything and become a part of it, as in that kind of thing, not fads and not craziness and the government and that kind of stuff, because that's just worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at those situations realistically, I mean, the idea of listening to my angels and guides, they always take me someplace where it's always better. When I listen to people, not so. You know, not saying they're all bad in situations like that, but I'm just saying, when you look at the situation, how man tries to correct things, it takes a while before they get it.
Right.
If they would, but when people follow their intuition and their guidance and when things are going and start really connect with their angels and stuff, those people's lives seem to get better and better and better. So you can't really snark at that. There's something there.
Oh, absolutely. And even if it's just the person just being happier and more at peace, which
mm-hmm.
has an incredible effect on everything around them.
And maybe his life is to be an IRS man, but now he's happy about doing it.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
He feels like this is his surface. We, you know, we have a lot of people who used to be our IRS
yeah.
agents, and now they're lawyers working against the IRS. So
right.
it's variations of things
okay.
changing all the time. That's good.
So to release my resistance, just continue meditation and doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, and when your guidance comes through to take you into a different direction, it can actually help with those things. It's the idea of being open to that too as well.
Okay.
All ready?
Okay, so just be open to things and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Wonderful. I am. I was so happy to hear that when that first card about career change or whatever it was. I thought.
Career transition.
Career
yes.
transition. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful night.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye
bye now.
Bye.
Let's see if we get this switchboard to actually work like it's supposed to. Okay. So, Bree, how are you? Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. Just a little bit of teasing there. So. But, yeah, we'll have to turn your mic off if we catch you snoring again. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But, so, I have my friend. I'm going to sit there and look. I'm looking at Amy, are you there? Amy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I wasn't too sure. I was like, I've got like, 13 people in my queue. I'm trying to keep track of the whole thing going, hold on for a minute. So, yeah, because I was sitting there going, I want to take a couple more callers before we actually, because I was kind of amazed with the experience that you had today and thought you might want to share
yeah.
with the rest of us. So,
yeah, and I was wondering if you had any, you know, whatever you, if you see anything with that, I'd be glad to hear it, too.
Well, I thought I gave you a lot when I wrote back to you. Yeah, because that was
intense. That was interesting. Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of like, wow.
I bet. But
yeah.
Let me take a couple more callers, and we'll get right into that whole thing. I'm trying to...
Okay.
My screen is just not that big. But I can be. Hold up. There we go. Let's bring it on down. Okay, next caller we're going to bring on here is area code 702. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Sorry, I'm going to go away from the computer here so you can't hear the echo.
That would be good because we don't like echoes. We've had enough of those all week.
Okay, so... I guess I just want some guidance. I don't really have a question.
Okay, go that way. I'm just joking.
well, I mean, I do. I could if you want me to. I don't know.
Okay, well, just first of all, I'll say hi to Bree and my friend Amy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. I was tempted to say something because another show I was on, I was tempted to say, just pay your fee and it'll be okay. with the situation, first of all, what's your first name?
Heather.
Okay, Heather. Where are you calling from? 702.
Nevada. Henderson, Nevada.
Oh, now I know what I mean. Because I was out there looking at Las Vegas, and I thought I'd seen that area code. So.
Yeah, definitely all around here.
Yeah, so therefore it made sense. Okay, no problem. So with the situation in your life, you know, you seem like you have a lot of things you've been thinking about, and that's really, I'm sorry, I mean, like looking at your mind and your thoughts, it's like trying to cross a highway.
That's how I feel. You pretty much called it out. That's exactly how I feel. I got a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm. So I was here looking at the situation. I'm like, okay, it seems like, oh, shoot. The one thing I pick up the most is spending a little bit of time in nature, too, as well, to clear your mind, which seems to help a lot.
Yeah.
Have you been really busy with what you've been doing with like with your with God, I can't think of now. It just seems like you've been inside too much.
Well, yeah, working and studying. I've just been kind of diving into the whole Reiki healing and angel card reading myself. So it's been nice, but I definitely need to get outside.
Mhm.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I keep getting the most, outside. I'm not sure about Nevada, if you can actually hug a tree. But
I've been thinking to bring plants into my house because I don't have any plants, nor a green thumb. But I have been thinking if I can't get outside, I should bring plants in.
Now, the one thing I get the most is you need to pay attention to your thoughts and your ideals that come to you right now, because that to me is answered prayers. It also says it's time for you to spread your wings and go and do what you want to do. I feel like you want to leave. Like you want to change your scenery. There's something about it you like, but then again, the way it comes to me, you always have liked where you lived. And you just feel like you're being pulled to go somewhere else. You there? Hello?
Sorry. Well, my husband's family. Sorry about that. On mute, so you wouldn't be distracted by the background noises. Then I realize I can't really talk to you if I'm on mute. My husband's family is pulling us to New Mexico, and my father and my best friend up in Spokane, Washington, are pulling us up that way. So we're trying to figure out a way that we can do both.
Really?
Does it
involve a chainsaw? No, I'm just kidding. But you know,
actually it does. We were going to buy a piece of land, and yeah, that would probably be part of the deal. Would be to clear out a piece of land.
The thing I see the most was Washington would be better for you than New Mexico.
Yeah, I feel that way.
Yeah, so I feel like you should go there. I feel like New Mexico could be like a place to vacation. This is what it comes to me. It feels like it's a two-week vacation spot. That's why it comes 2 weeks. I don't know why 2 weeks, but it just seems that you can only deal with it for 2 weeks.
That'd be the mother-in-law, maybe? No, I'm just teasing. I get along with her fine. I'm just messing.
You sure about that? Okay. It just says Washington State would be a very spiritual growing place for you. Also, the energy seems like it'd be very easy to manifest exactly what you want to, especially in the abundance area, like almost like the ideal of doing something to do with forest, cutting trees, that kind of thing. Then we have intentions and then hello from heaven. I keep getting that. God, I keep getting a very strong impression with a grandmother that's basically saying you need to go to Washington.
Yeah, that would be my grandma. Make sense.
Yeah, she says quit kicking yourself like you did before with other opportunities you missed out on, and to also realize that you never missed out on anything. Everything is happening just the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, but I believe that. I've learned to believe that.
You worry too much.
Now if I could just get the tools to learn how to not worry so much.
Breathing.
No.
Breathing.
Yeah, breathing.
Breathing
Meditation.
Is key to everything. No, I swear to you. When you sit down, and I tell people all the time, I used to do it when I was in Colorado, and I do all the time anyway. But sometimes we do get away from those things. But once you get back with them, you start realizing that breathing in is actually breathing life in to your body. So
right.
So when you get stressful and that kind of stuff, you have a tendency to start actually breathing in a shallow way, which affects your body because not just the stress itself, but see, if you breathe correctly, then you can get the stress doesn't take over.
Yeah, that makes complete sense. That's something I'm working on for sure.
Yeah, so it's just the ideal.
You do Reiki, right?
Right, but you do Reiki, but I'm just saying.
You can do it on yourself, too. That will help
right.
Yeah, just the last probably, I would say, 2 months, I've been really focusing on that and learning to use that, and it has changed me like you wouldn't believe.
It's just the ideal, I'm just saying. Also, personally, take it like this and just go, right this minute, I need to take a couple deep breaths, and just basically it's intentional breathing. Amy knows that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But to sit there, yeah, Amy, you should tell the lady how powerful Reiki is because of the incident you had when you basically had a dead battery and you sent energy to your battery and it was able to start it and leave.
Yes, that was pretty amazing, Heather. I was spending the day sending Reiki to a friend of mine every hour on the hour. And at one point I had gone shopping at the mall and left my headlights on because it was kind of a overcast day. I wouldn't normally use my headlights during the day, but just another vehicle saw me. Well, I forgot totally that I had left them on, put them on even. And when I got back to my vehicle, the battery just barely made a little noise. And,
yeah.
I was sitting there going, oh, great. Now, who do I call? Or who can I pick out of this parking lot to give me a jump? Or, you know, what can I do? But then I looked up and realized it's time to send some Reiki to my friend. So I sat down and did that. And as I was getting prepared to do it, I thought, well, you know, what the heck? Let me just send some to the battery, too.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the session, the battery turned right over.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I have heard of that, people doing that to their cars. I thought about it. That's really interesting. I heard that a few months ago, and it was, I believe it. That's awesome.
Reiki, she's going to start a repair service called Reiki's RX. You know,
that would
so.
Be awesome. I would totally bring my car in.
Or Reiki, or wait, short term, we could actually call it Reiki Busters. Okay. But
there you go. That's awesome.
Heck yeah.
It was. I was praising my guides and the spirit, you know, all the way home. Praising God.
Yeah, you do. Definitely say thank you after that. That's
yeah,
for sure.
As she's driving home. That's what she's probably thinking. I'm driving home. Thank you.
Yes.
You
right.
know, it's kind of great. Plus, since you brought the subject up too, you were talking about today that you actually went in to take this thing with your Reiki and tell us the story, because it's something about she was going to put a symbol on you, but realized the symbol was already there, and what kind of connection was that, because it seemed
Today I took my, or I thought I was going to take my class, the attunement for the Reiki Master, and after it was all said and done, my teacher, she's rather intuitive and a bit of a medium, and whatnot. Afterwards, she gave us like some insight as to what she saw when she was doing it, and she said that as she was starting getting prepared to do it, she was told she doesn't need it. And when she got to my hand, she saw that I already had the master symbol on my hand. She also saw an angel pulling me one way. I was headed the other with my own ideas, but apparently that angel has other ideas of what I need to be doing, and she's going to be bringing me that way no matter what I think I'm
going to
be doing.
Yeah, that's the idea of getting too much caught up in the physical, and the spiritual is coming in to balance things out, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of listen to the angel.
Right.
Because Amy has a tendency to get herself in trouble sometimes, so. I'm just saying.
Well, I guess, the little things will be coming up. I just need to pay attention to the
cues.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. That is perfect. If you saw it, it's just now to accept it and follow through. It's going to be hard because you can be stubborn. You got your own little plan. But I guarantee if you sit there and listen to the angel and also get the angels coming in too as well, you will understand why that angel is pulling you in a certain direction.
Well, I'm sure it's all good.
I'm just saying sometimes with situations.
I know what it is.
I'm just saying
sometimes
they pull us away
from
people. Well, sometimes we go in different directions, and people that we've been accustomed with or associated with and that kind of stuff have a tendency to be getting further away from us. And it's just the ideal favor, what's good for us. So we just keep going, because I've had a couple of things with this. As this Shannon and this person I was dating for a while was the ideal of being pulled toward it, but at the same time, there's something about the situation that was pulling me into another direction. And it took a lot to get to that point of understanding that direction was for a reason. Not just for not just for my best interest. It was also in the best interest of the other person too, as well. There's a lot of things going on, and it's one of the things you like to top on from time to time. Of a lot of people who start doing this kind of work, thinking they can just turn right around and help other people, and when they should take what they're learning and let it resonate with themselves first. Because I mean, a lot of things that I go and do, and I guess people say you're great. The only way I can really contribute to say, yes, I am great, is because what I've gone through and what I've experienced and bringing those experiences to the people I work with. And if I never had those experiences, then it's just spiritual work and the mechanics. It's the idea of, the idea of really, realistically, compassionately helping somebody. Sometimes it's just the idea of keeping your mouth shut and listening. But the reason I bring this up because my particular friend, every time I would ask her a question, she wants to come back with something mystical. You know, like, how you doing today? I'm doing fantastic and the sun is shining. And you're like, what? And people go, well, she's a happy person. Or maybe she's trying to convey what she's learning. She doesn't realize. I get to the point of being real spiritual. You don't have to tell anybody anything. You reflect it. It's a part of you. It's who you are. So everybody can see it. You don't have to tell them. So this is a person who's not really comfortable at this moment of where they're going or where they're at, and that they have to constantly keep saying it. Because a lot of people who verbally speak things are more or less it's almost like they're telling themselves, reminding them, I'm a very spiritual person, yes. I'm a liar, but if I say happy things, it's okay. people think that's kind of crazy, but the next time you're in a situation and a person's telling you just those things, ask yourself what do you feel and what you see. If they contradict each other, then you'll understand what I'm talking about. And that's what I got with my particular friend, was when she says things and she does things, there was something coming to me that says that I don't trust her. There's something under the surface. And it could be the idea of what's being presented on the surface. I'm actually sensing what's really there underneath the surface. It doesn't really. Sometimes you don't really need to know what it is, but if you don't recognize the person you're with, after you've worked with yourself for so long and you know who you are, then that person's not being totally honest with you. You know, but that's getting to the point of actually trusting oneself, and that's what I was saying with you, Amy. It's like, you know, you just scratched the surface basically.
Your potential. That's what I keep getting told not only by you, but like by her and. I don't know, and it's an impression I have, too.
Mm-hmm. Heather?
Yes.
You're just taking it all in, huh?
Yeah, well, what you're saying, it's funny that I believe that when you're in a certain place to listen to a certain thing, everything you just said, actually, I was able to apply to a situation in my life, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. So sometimes in situations when people are X'd out of your life, it's because of what you've chosen to do for your life. And it doesn't mean that they're mean or not mean or good for you or bad for you. It's just the ideal of, like, we talk about the now. The now is focusing on what's going on at your moment, at this minute. And if that person is not a part of that moment, then there's no reason to actually focus on them.
Yeah.
It's focusing on what's happening right at that moment. But are we mean people because we don't focus on every freaking thing in the freaking world? No. That's media. So
yeah, and surrounding yourself with positive people and things, you know, I get it. I get what you're saying exactly. Mm-hmm.
Be gentle to yourself. Surround yourself with gentle things and gentle people. But always honor your feelings at the same time as well of what's going on. Because, you know, as we go through these things, there are things that you're going to see and things you're going to feel that you're not going to be comfortable with. But the only way you're going to get the strength to do those things in the future is the idea of focusing on oneself. And understanding, they say, okay, I feel uncomfortable. Why do you feel uncomfortable? Honor that feeling. Why do you? Trace it to the source. And then you find the source, you find the solution.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I've noticed that as I go on this journey to learn these things. I have been, that's probably the most precious thing that I've gone through is learning about who I am. Also the fact that I'm 30 and I'm like, okay, I'm in this new place. Enjoying who I am, you know, my age. I'm not 20s. I'm not in the 20s anymore. So it's a whole new, and it's interesting that it is all happening, you know, now. And
I'm sorry.
I'm ready for it. You know what I mean?
Well, 30 is the new 20, right?
Yeah, right. And it's more comfortable too.
Yeah, we have to redo that whole freaking thing. The longer we live, the more we have to a 30-year-old is not like a 30-year-old anymore. And actually, if you think about it, what is age about? Age is when you focus on the physical.
Right.
So we don't want to do that anymore. We don't have to. Why do we have to keep track of our age if we're still living and going forward? Why do we keep track of that whole thing? So that was another thing I learned in the Bible, too. In the Bible, you never heard Jesus have a birthday party and all this kind of stuff going on. And he was never focusing on his birth, and he really didn't focus on his death. He focused on the outcome of what happened and how things change and how you can do the same and those kind of things, the very positive stuff, not this, got to carry our own cross. Okay, why? Yeah. Jesus came here. Really, if you think about that, what is sin? Sin is focusing on the lack of.
Yeah.
So what is sin? So when we start focusing on ourselves and self-acceptance and realize we are perfect and whole, then we no longer sin. We don't believe in that anymore. It's the ideal. And to believe in those things in the first place takes us away from what we are part of in the first place, which is, as people call it, source, God, the universe. Once you start realizing you're a part of that, it's just mentioned. I look at it as God. And the reason I do that because of the idea of having a father. And that's why I see it as. If you're a parent, you don't look at your kids any less. You actually want them to do more than you did. I think we should also think about that in the same sense of the word, because I've seen this before, especially with Christians. They belittle themselves to make God look more powerful. Why? When if Jesus is the Son of God, then what are you? Just think about that for a minute.
Definitely.
Go get that book with John Randolph Price. In the back of that book, it talks about reconnecting with all the elements and realizing that we were born with dominion over this planet, which means, what is dominion? It means we have what? Everybody's like, I got the answer. Okay. It's basically talking about the situation. Dominion means to have over. Look at the Bible. Jesus calmed the storm. Jesus walked on the water. But also, I've heard this before, people say, there was one person who walked on the water. No, actually, there were two. Peter walked on the water until he had lack of faith in himself. And then he sank in the water. Okay, and things like that. And just all kinds of things. Go read the Bible, guys. Ask questions. Look at the situation. Funniest thing I ever told people was all the disciples and Jesus, they were all rich. Go read the Bible. The Bible says, the disciples asked Jesus, okay, and he says, Jesus goes, it's hard for a rich man to get in heaven as it is to take a camel through the eye of the needle. Now, if you go back in that era, what that means is, at the time, the cities had walls around them, and the doors were built for the people, not for camels. So the camel had to get down on his knees and crawl through the opening. That's what it's talking about. But the next question comes up is, the disciples said to Jesus, well, if that's the case, then who gets to get in heaven? Did anybody ever ask that question? What does that mean? If that's the case, then who gets to get into heaven? If a rich man has a hard time because of things going on to get into heaven, then why is it so hard? And then, therefore, who gets to go to heaven? The reason they asked that question was because they were all self-employed and they were all wealthy. And they were thinking that Jesus was saying, well, since you're rich, you can't go to heaven. When what he was saying was, it's hard for a rich man to give up his stuff to walk the spiritual lifestyle. Not saying you have to give it up. It's just the idea you don't let that stuff get in the way of what's really important, which is people and just people. Love. Love is the most important thing in the freaking world. And if you sit there and have that unconditional love toward anyone and everyone, what you get is you get everything back. It's like a country song playing it backwards. So, when you're saying give up everything in favor of the lifestyle, because what will happen is, with the idea of unconditional love, you'll get it right back and more. So, saying unconditional love, love itself is the energy that brings everything to you. So, when you got that going on, who has the power? Choose. What are you going to put your energy into? Are you going to put it into the lack of, or are you going to put it into the possibilities? Because the possibilities are endless. The lack, it's endless too when you start thinking about the positive. So, Let's think about those things, huh?
Yeah, that's right on. That was exactly what I was supposed to hear.
Well, you're welcome. So, you know, if, would there be any more questions you'd like to ask?
No, I mean, I always have questions, but I will wait till next time and let somebody else have a turn.
Okay, no problem then.
I appreciate your time.
I'm making sure Bree's still awake.
Yeah, still awake.
So, thank you, Heather.
Yeah, thank you, you guys.
And please, yeah, you have some things coming up here, so please call us back and give us an update on how things are going with you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. I hate to click the thing because you never... Oh, there we go. That's good. So, Bree, did you... I wasn't trying to put you on the spot or nothing. It's just the ideal is you're really quiet. Taking it all in, aren't you?
Yes.
All right. No problem. Let's see. Oh, I got a cramp in my leg. Hold up. All right. Well, we got an hour and 25 minutes left, and let's get some other callers here real quickly. And then I also have a show tonight at midnight, so all you people who do are in the queue right now, if you don't get on the show tonight, which I feel like we're going to get to you guys, we're going to move it along, I have a show at midnight from 12 to 2 called Free Angel Reading Round Town. I always want to say Round Town. I don't know. Round Table Midnight. Join us for that show. It's an open realm. It's basically open mic night, too, as well. No, it's not a comedy show. We're just having open mics where people can talk and do what they want to do, express, bring your own subjects to the table. That's what we call it, the round table. Just come on in. Also, people get readings as well. And if you have something that you're intuitive and you've got something you want to add to the readings that we're doing, that's what it's all about. You can do that, too, as well. So join us tonight at midnight. And I'm not going to use the witching hour. I actually think it's a very beautiful time of the night, too, as well. Especially if you live in the country and that kind of stuff. Stars are very bright. Some things you never see. So join us for that show. And then next week we're going to have Tuesday. It's basically called Missing Spiritual Link Tuesday, where we can talk more about Atlantis. So check us with that. We're also going to have a guest with us called Loop. And we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And just kind of give you a different spin on things and that kind of stuff. Of maybe Atlantis had a little more influence over this world that still carries through today, and even to the point of bringing things up that might help you understand that maybe, in some sense, the word Atlantis still exists. So that's going to be great. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have, it's called Free Angel Reading Past Lives. It's actually called Past Life Readings Wednesday, where all we're going to do on Wednesdays is people come in, we're going to do past life readings, and we're also have a couple subjects we're going to deal with too as well. And then on Thursday we're going to have it's called Free Angel Reading. It's actually called Round Table Free Tarot Card Reading Thursday. We're actually going to go over tarot card readings, and we're also going to go over the tarot cards themselves. And like I said before, we're going to talk about angels that actually back up each one of those cards. So join us on that one. And then we're back to Friday and Saturday, which we all know what Friday and Saturday is. Nothing but readings. And I actually look forward to the Fridays and Saturdays. Not saying I don't love teaching and that kind of stuff, but Fridays and Saturdays seems to be a really good thing to do because we can just sit back, relax, and do that kind of thing. And I work for a bunch of other companies and that kind of stuff. And it's like constantly want to be on your toes to get the best service you can to everybody. And not saying we don't do it here. It just seems like it's a more relaxed atmosphere. Does that make sense to you, Bree?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just as long as it's okay with you. Like we said before, you know, if you have some questions for people and that kind of stuff, feel free to just jump up there. If you have a couple questions that, you know, you're a co-host of a psychic show, so if you have questions of your own, you know, don't hesitate to ask.
I will do that.
All right. So, Amy, I want to get more into your story, but I want to get a couple more callers in, okay?
That's fine, yes.
All right. Okay. Alisa?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Well, say hi to everybody, Bree and Amy.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bree? I mean, Lisa.
Lisa.
I'm good. Yeah.
How are you, Avery? I didn't mean to exclude you, but...
Hey, it's okay.
Well, I'm good.
All right. So, do you have a couple questions for us?
I think I do.
Okay.
The first, or I guess some of them would be business. Am I on the right track with my business and my spiritual path that I have going on?
Okay. So you want to know basically if you're on the right, if you're going in the right direction with each one of these situations, which actually I feel like everything's part of the same anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual job, that everything.
Yeah, I'm at a big turning point in my life right now, and it seems like every path is changing for the best, but I'm just trying to get prepared because huge change is beginning. In every aspect of my life. Like, am I supposed to be this or not? Or maybe you are.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of questioning, huh?
Yeah, I question my decisions a lot.
Making decisions and still even questioning them as you've already made the decision to go through them.
Yeah, I'm making some huge business decisions. I'm opening a new company. Money involved. So I have a second guess. All the signs are telling me to go ahead with it. I just want further reading or signs and stuff like that, I guess.
Okay. So is there anything focusing here on romance?
Yeah,
because I was getting, the first card that came out was romance and playfulness, and something that seems to be something lacking that you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, I just started a new relationship, so like I said, every aspect in my life has changed.
Mm-hmm. That's becoming for the forefront because I feel like this situation could actually be really good for you as in the situation of healing. It's definitely a new beginning for you. Something that you've never really experienced.
You are right on the money.
And, you know, it gives me shivers.
Okay.
No, that's a good thing. It gives me shivers, very positive shivers of a thing. Wow, I'd like to have this myself. The moon cycle card is more of a situation that comes to me because when I see this card, it's the angels working with you. And they've brought you guys together in the first place. It's the ideal of learning from each other. And the more you learn from these reflections that you are giving each other, the closer you get what you have. I see three angels around you, a pink. I also get the impression of Archangel Chamel with you as well.
Okay.
It says everything's happening as it needs to right now, so look past the illusion. See the underlying order, which means the idea of what has happened, you're still seeing that. So it's like I see the past in some things of maybe actions and that kind of stuff, but they're saying look past that illusion because what those are things from your past that are coming to surface, which are actually kind of making what's going on a little bit murky, okay? Whoa.
Okay.
I don't tell that was. Okay. Anyway, that's what they're saying. That's the process of looking at these reflections and learning is part of the healing. That's the new beginning of looking at it and going, okay, I'm going to judge this man for who he is, not because of what I've been through.
Yeah, I've been through a rough year of past relationships last, so for him to come in, I'm very hesitant on it, but he seemed really perfect, so, and genuine, so.
They do exist.
But I'm hard to pass.
I'm just saying, sometimes some things are too good to be true. They're real. But sometimes we've gone through things that we don't see those things for what they are. Would you be like, would you like to be judged because of something else that someone else did to this person? Or would you like to be judged for, or just be looked at that, who you are?
No, I understand. He is a wonderful man because I pretty much told him I don't mean to judge him, and I'm not judging him. I have, like you said, being
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of healing to, and he is very patient with me going through my healing process. So,
mm-hmm.
you nailed it on the head.
That's what it's saying. The new beginning at the last, that was the one card, but after that one, it was a surrender and release card.
I know that card very well.
All right. So that one, you really could say, tops the whole thing.
Okay. I go. That makes mm-hmm. a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you see as far as my spirituality patterning?
Your spiritual what? I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm looking into pretty much what you're doing. Reiki, angel reading. I'm looking at that. And my clairvoyance. So I've grown up with it. But as far as my path on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're very clairvoyant.
Yeah, I am.
You're on the right. You know, you're going the right direction with that too. Just the thing I get the most is you have to be patient with yourself, that you get frustrated.
Patient with that.
Mhm. So it's like, you know, when you go through these things, it's, you're going to get it. So don't let these things frustrate you or even make you question it, because you're going in the right direction and you've listened to everything that got you to this point where you're at now anyway. It's just that when you go through certain things you're going to go through, you're going to go, God, I can't do this. It's the ideal of having one thing in your head. I am enough.
Like that thing. I'm enough.
Sorry.
Oh, I said I like that. I am enough. And I think that's something I need to say more.
Yeah, when you're dealing with the angel cards and that kind of stuff, it's just the ideal. Don't really focus on how to do it. Just do it. Listen. You're so good. A lot of us have to do that. A lot of times as we're getting into the whole thing, that we have to be so verbal with everybody else who's trying to keep us or deter us from it, that we forget to listen when we're working with our clients, people, and that kind of stuff, even with ourselves. We don't take the time to stop and listen. Be still. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. It was great to end up back and give us an update on how we're going with you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. And there we go. Sometimes the switchboard, everything takes so, it's like it's doing like a little roulette wheel. And then it finally appeared. Okay. Okay, try to click one more time and see if we get this phone to actually open up this time, huh? Here we go. 3310. How are you? Good. What's your name?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
No, you're breaking up, Donnie.
What? Everything's jumping around here.
Hello. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, but I can hear you.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because the last person I was talking to, she was breaking up.
It's a cosmic energy. How are you? Good evening. It's been great listening to you.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name's Sharona.
Sharona?
It's me. Yes, it is I.
I promise.
Yes, I promise.
I No, I'm just saying, I won't make any jokes about it. Bye,
okay.
Sharona.
Thank
okay.
you for
there
that.
You go.
You're my hero. Anyways, I just wanted to, if you could just give me some insight, I guess, what is going on with my career and will I have any improvement on it, and if the situation I'm in right now is going to fan out to anything.
Interesting. So you sit there and said something about things panning out, and I was like, the questioning on that one. Like a direction, going to a different direction. Can you give us a little insights on this thing that you're hoping that pans out? It's part of your career,
well,
right?
Yeah, I'm involved. I'm working with someone, and I go back and forth on whether or not this is going to result in a good situation as far as career for me, and I'll make money on it. So
that's why you're questioning the person you're working with.
Yeah, and whether or not it's a good fit.
I keep getting it. Well, I guess I should just sit back and say, okay, this is what I get. It's the ideal. I don't get a good fit. I get the ideal of a person, not you.
Okay.
I get the other person who's trying to take a wooden peg and pound it through a round hole.
Okay.
And it's like questioning the situation. And I keep getting there is another direction that has come to you, or if it hasn't, it will, to go into, which basically leaves this person to deal with themselves.
Okay. So what do I need to do to find out about this other situation? I mean, I thought this was going to be a good situation. I'm panicking on my life.
Well, if you separate things out real quickly, we get the idea of a situation being good, but not the person you're working with.
Okay.
Because I get the impression that to get to the point of actually making a decision to walk away from this person is a spiritual growing for you, because it's something you don't really do.
Okay.
You have a tendency to stick. You have a tendency to hang on, and in situations because you're very loyal.
Okay.
So you know that, and you have a tough time walking away from people in situations because you don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
Even though you get the feeling, I need to go.
Yeah.
That's why they say it's very spiritual growing for you, because to make that first step, you'll see why. That you're not hurting anybody, just things are playing out the way they are, and you're seeing those people for what they really are.
Okay.
Are you
worried
what
about money, though? I mean, those earthly things called money.
Mm-hmm. They're saying quit putting so much energy into something that doesn't exist.
Okay.
Which means money does not get up and walk around. It does not have a life. It doesn't have a consciousness of itself, except for what you give it.
Okay.
So it's the idea of questioning your mind and questioning your ideals and your thoughts and your habits about who you are, and why am I having such a hard time with money itself? I'm just saying,
okay.
Life review, because it's saying right now that the idea of trusting and following your renewed passion, your love life and career makes perfect sense. That you've come to a point in your life that you actually like yourself more than you ever have.
Right, yes.
So it's saying what you need to do is, and the thing I got on the whole thing, what can I do? They say nothing. But if you want to look at it, but if you want to look at an action, they say inaction. Because when you sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, what can I do? What can you do? It's like, that's why we always say do life reviews. Look at everything that never came to you. What did you do? You just asked for it. And then the universe came in. Everything aligned like it was supposed to, and you got exactly what you wanted to. I don't know why we still try to manipulate the situation, because I guess because of impatience. But
right.
But
why did Eve bite the apple?
Right. Well, we can question that one, because there was no apple. But anyway, I'm just saying. I tell people all the time, it's amazing how people who read the Bible and that kind of stuff say never take the word, take the word out of context. And they take it out of context all the time.
Right.
I read the Bible. In Genesis, it doesn't say Adam ate of the apple. It says he ate the fruit of the tree. So
yes.
Not trying to be picky or nothing, but...
Yeah, no, you're right.
But what I'm saying, when it comes to the words, actually saying the right word with the right resonating,
uh-huh,
does make big sense, because I've had the same before I talked the last couple of weeks. And people come to me and say, well, I need to make more money. I said,
right,
well, when the universe hears that, they think you want to work for a printing press or work for the government.
Right.
Okay, so
right,
it's the idea of putting it in the right context to say, okay, it could be simply just wording differently, because, and then opening up that doorway again for you to get that coming in. But it's also you visualizing money as like a river where it's continuously coming in your life, because if you think about your life as you've gotten to this point, you've had a,
yep,
flow of money coming in all the time.
Right.
And how can I keep that constant? Well, quit thinking there's a limitation.
Right, right. Well, I have been trying to, you know, get in touch of it more with my spirituality. I've been meditating, you know, and I have been doing that. And that's why I guess the situation where it's like I'm questioning it. I'm thinking to myself, okay, why is this happening? You know, I thought I was trying to get myself into a good situation where I could, you know, start taking care of myself on a better,
mm-hmm,
on a better level. But okay.
So when we sit there and when we talk about living life and life, your life is changing. You are in a situation with a situation what's going to happen in a positive way. You're looking at the positive things that are going to happen to you. Not just the situation where focusing on the lack of, that's not an,
yes,
enchanting life. But see, what they're saying is the choice. We said,
yes,
this before. Before you get, you have to have that equivalence in your mind. And not,
yes,
the logic part of the whole thing, but it's the feeling that resonates with it too. So in life, it's like kids can't sit there and go, sucks. I didn't get a job promotion.
You're really spackling.
I'm really
up.
Cracking up.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you are.
How's that?
A little better.
Okay.
But
what I was saying was, a child doesn't sit there and
yes,
a kid's always anticipates all the good things are going to happen.
Correct.
Right. Until they're a little bit older and their parents have taught them how life sucks, they don't think about,
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so what we got to get back to is like when you have the idea of being 5 years old, anticipation, the whole thing, it goes like that.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at life every day the same way. Stop thinking and worrying about other things, because see, as I said before, every time you worry and think about those situations, your life stops.
Okay.
And we want to keep going forward. Because yeah, your prayers have been heard, they've been answered, you just have to have faith.
Okay.
So focus. And then they said, do you want to be in a situation of anticipation like a child? Then focus on your inner child.
Okay.
And you obtain that. And you'll return. Okay?
Okay.
And,
very good.
Love yourself.
Yes.
You have angels around you that are just want to be nurturing and caring. And you are the same way. I don't know. For some reason, it comes to me like when I focus on you, as a person who hugs and kisses people on the cheeks when you're happy to see people.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
It's just, you've gone through a lot of things, so therefore, don't be surprised if people do come to you, because you have a lot to offer them from the experiences that you've gone through.
Right, right.
So you're definitely going in the right direction.
Okay.
And this, like I said before, this opportunity is going to come to you. It's just you,
okay,
have to clear out all this worry and clutter so,
okay,
that you won't...
The vacuum. Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah,
it clears out the color. Clear out the clutter. So therefore, there are no obstructions. So you can see the opportunity.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. And have a good night. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the call. Please call us back and tell us how things are going in your life, okay?
All right, I will. Ta-ta. Ciao.
Ta-ta. Bye-bye. So how's everybody guys doing? I'm doing great. Fantastic. Can everybody hear me now? Because I feel like, I don't know.
Still kind of choppy.
I'm still trying to, I'm in a boat. I'm going to blame it on the boat. It's choppy out here. I lost my last oar. It just sucks. Interesting. Okay, let's go on to... Okay, that was weird. I love it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. And there we go. I got to click it again. Jeez. Oh, there we go. Area code 406. Hello?
Okay, I think that's the one that she's talking to her boys. She said to have her wait.
She's talking to her boys?
On the other line.
She's got us on hold? What? Talk about role reversal, huh?
That's what she was saying in chat, so.
Oh, no problem. We'll put her back on mute. We'll come back to her. Okay. Area code 314, how are you tonight? What's up?
Hi, how are you?
That's a good question. I asked you first.
All right. Just wondering, are you a medium as well?
No, sometimes I'm hot and cold. But yes, I am medium. I also want to explain to everybody, okay? When it comes to spirits and that kind of stuff, they come to me. I don't conjure them up.
Right.
They come to me.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well, with that being said, do you see anyone around me? Or has anyone come up to you and said, hey, or is that happening right now at all?
The one thing I keep picking up on your mother. Where's your mother at right now?
She would be on the other side not too long ago.
Yeah, she's really intense energy. And
good.
She comes across to you. Well, she comes to me and almost like an embracing warmth of something that was something there was something that was always there for you.
Yeah, her love.
Yeah, yeah, hugs and kisses. Mm-hmm. I guess the impression I get too is lots of roses. So that's definitely to me that would be an answer.
Yeah,
it's almost like it's an answer to you.
It is. It is absolutely. Just wondering, do you see a certain color with the roses?
Well, I see passion, and I see a lot of love, but there's a pink one in the middle.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense to you?
Very good. Yeah.
There's also, I just got this, okay? There's a yellow. Mm. Now, to me, when I see yellow, that's showing that she feels that she, how would you put this, like the ideal of you being very successful.
Well, yeah, she always said that. I don't know why she always thought I hopefully that'll, come to pass, but I'm not, that's another question, a totally different. And by the way, I want to tell you thank you for where you do. I know it takes your time and your energy. But,
you know,
that's another thing. I don't know where I'm going to go financially. I really don't know what's going on in my life. So I'm just going to stop talking now.
No, the situation is just like that. If you could just learn, this is because I get this right from her. She goes, if you just could learn just to love yourself and realize that a lot of these things that you got going on is you've attracted to yourself and let them go and they'll stop happening. Sometimes she says you have a tendency, like it's like someone taking a rose and trying to smack it and wanting to grow quicker than it should, and everything. And everything unfolds the way it should. So she goes, you should definitely understand what that means.
Uh-huh. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right.
But like I said before, I mean, I just got a very strong warmth of energy around me, and that's what she's always been for you. And it's one of those things that the success that she says that you think is, that hasn't happened, when it does, you're going to understand why it unfolded the way it did. It's just some discoveries that you're in the midst of finding out about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
You have also told yourself, I need to stop focusing on those things, and I need to start focusing on what I really want to do with my life. So it's just the ideal realizing that you've already done that. You know, it's like accept it and follow through with it, and you'll see some definite changes.
Okay. Just everything seems so strange right now.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know. Yeah.
I trust. Yeah, okay. I know exactly what you're saying. A lot of things are why things aren't happening as quick as they should to. I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. I feel like I'm stuck in the mud. And
absolutely. There's always a tree down,
Yeah, but see, trees are only limiting if you allow them to. And sometimes it's just simply jumping over them.
Okay.
And I know it sounds simple, but look at the situations. What makes it, what turns a mole, into a bear. Usually you do.
Right.
And that's what you're just letting go. Really, you have to, I'm telling people like this, you need to let go of it. Why? Because if you don't, you can't embrace the future.
Okay.
And just trust that your future is bright, because it is. That's what the yellow rose represents, bright success.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, I mean, with all my heart, is that what you see? Because that was one of my questions. I want to eventually open up my own store, my own shop, and that's really been on my mind a lot. Is that a possibility? I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
Oh. What kind of shop are you talking about?
It's just a flea market, you know, just a store. Yeah. I mean... you know, I'm not really aiming all that high, but hey, that's good for me.
Well, I'm just saying that they keep saying that it's okay to have a theme and to really focus into the whole thing, because it's something that you resonate with and it's something you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to do it if it wasn't something you wasn't supposed to do in the first place?
Right.
I'm just saying, just follow through. That's what I keep getting. Follow through. Just do it.
All right.
One thing I get with her, I get with the situation too. Like I said before, I would say that she says, I keep getting the word simplify. Just simplify.
Did you say simplify?
Yes.
Okay. I make things more complicated and think too much. Is that, you know, is that what she's saying? I complicate things.
You need to be more spontaneous and follow through, because she says that if you listen, guidance is coming through all the time, and you know that. It's just that you question it, and they're saying don't question it, because I guarantee you're going to see the results. Because she's sitting here going, I mean, I just feel like she's very strong and very internal, and she just was very, I mean, she's just very passionate about you, and she just felt like anything that you put your mind to would be successful.
Wow. She always said that kind of stuff to me. But she was so awesome like that. Oh, all right, you're right on. You're awesome. Thank you. I do have a question. My sister and my niece, they went with her, and that was last year. I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, to get something out of nothing. But if they're, I know how it works. If they're not there, then they're not. If you don't see it, then you don't. You don't. You know, I know how that goes. But do you? Just wondering. My sister and my niece, are they coming through with her at all, or do you see them like separate?
When it comes to your sister,
mm-hmm.
I get to, this is a, it comes to me, she's busy.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It's almost like she's busy. It seems like she's, I almost want to sit there and say she's giving messages. She's doing something like I'm doing, but on the other side.
That's Amber. Yeah, that's definitely her. That's definitely her.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
The niece I'm not picking up at all. So I feel like in some ways, it's almost like the niece is going through a transition.
God. Okay.
It's almost like that she felt the trauma before everybody else did.
My mom and my sister went automatically, and my niece lingered, and then she died the next day. So she was, you know what I'm saying? She kind of, but, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. You know, I mean, I don't like to think of, you know, children being earthbound at all. That's the one thing that really bothers me about ghosts or anything is, if anything, children, that really upsets me. And, but now, you know, after it happened, I'd just be walking by, you know, a clothes rack, and not near it, but just walking by it, and the clothes things that would start happening at about that height of a child, and, you know, like being pulled off the shelves. And I was like, man, that can't be her, you know. But I mean, of course.
Well, I'm just saying, with the situations that when they unfold, you have to look at the things realistically in some ways too, because there's a difference. A ghost is something that just keeps replaying itself over and over again. It's like it's like a tape recorder. You know, it's like something that has been on the environment. So it keeps repeating itself. But spirits, they interact with.
Right.
So and so in the situation with ghosts, it's not her. It's just an impression that she left there.
Okay.
Okay, but her spirit would be something that would interact with you. Does that make sense?
Well, from what I could hear, I tried to hear you the best I could through all that breaking up. But, yeah, I think it makes sense.
Yeah, she goes, I feel like if anything happens, she would be interacting with you, not doing things around you.
Yeah, okay, now that does make sense, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, okay. I don't know if I don't guess I have any other questions or anything.
It's okay.
You know, thank you.
Okay, no problem. And also with the situation, I'm just saying, look at the information that I have on my site and stuff, and if you have any other questions, feel free to call me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye now. It's always sissy. Here we go. Trying. Okay. Let's see something here. Hello. Area code 310. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, hello, Jean. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Diana.
Yes, it's been a while.
Say hi to my friends, Bree and Amy.
Hi, Bree. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Diana.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. And I just thought to see what was going on tonight, because I hadn't heard from you for a while on your cell number, and I said, well, let me see if he's on. Sure enough, you are.
Yes. No, it's one of those. Yeah.
Have you made it to Manitou yet?
Oh, I have not.
Not yet. That's...
I'm almost fixing to just pack everything up and just start walking.
Well, that's a long walk. I would make sure I have more than a couple of pair of shoes, but hang in there. You'll get in there. You're supposed to be there. Once you stay there, once you get there, stay there.
Yeah, I've been hearing everybody keep telling me once I get there that everything that's been going on right now is going to increase by at least 10. So I'm like looking forward to that and that kind of thing. Yeah, my friend Amy, she's basically, I would call her Reiki master. I think she always has been.
Uh huh.
And then Bree, she's actually my co-host.
She has been.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes. Very talented woman. That's what you can do.
You're doing well?
Am I doing well?
Uh huh.
I'm still there with my mom. What do you think? So.
Yeah, it's a bit of static in the air right here. What do you
think, there's a lot of questions in your life right now. I keep getting this pertaining to a certain man who's. It comes to me as disappointing. There were some messages that came through that you thought that you were going to see him. Have you seen him?
A month ago. But it was a surprise. I don't handle surprises very well. I get very closed because they're surprised. I don't care if it's a good surprise or a bad surprise. I just get closed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing it now as a missed opportunity. And I'm wondering if I should act on it and come forward and say something about that or what. Because I know I probably came across pretty rude or cold or uncaring. And it wasn't any of that. It was just that it was a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I close up during any surprise. I don't care if it's a good surprise or not. So I don't know if I messed up.
Well, the way I look at it, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens because it's supposed to happen just that way. If you would have done it differently, then you would have, but you didn't. So it's one of those things to look at the situation and should you act on it? The impression I get is yes, you should. You need one thing you definitely need with the situation, the way it unfolded, is you need some closure. I think you could have gotten closure on your own, but it just seems like there's an opportunity to sit there and do just that, because that's the very first card I pulled out for you, which is a healing card.
So should I come forward and make an attempt to communicate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Amy. I wanted to, Amy, Diana is actually a client I had when I had my shop in Colorado.
Yes, and I'll tell the world right now. The first thing he said to me was, "Well, your mother's standing next to you, and she wants to slap your sister." And boy, did he get my attention after that, because my sister and I are estranged now, but at that time we were not. But I didn't know that there was going to be a time when we would be. So that was his first line to me. Your mother's standing next to you, and she wants to slap your sister. And I'm like, well, I can see it now. I don't think that's ever going to. After that, it's like, well, he's got my attention. And we've had communication back and forth for even since Colorado Springs. And that's been a few years ago now. Yeah,
it's almost like five.
I know. I can't believe the time is passing by. Can't believe.
Yeah.
So
are you still in Colorado?
No, not anymore. I stayed there 9 months. Decided to head on back to where there's more sunshine. And I think I picked the 1 year out of the 10 years. In the last 10 years, I picked the 1 year where it snowed very heavily. And I was not ready for that kind of snow there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I lasted 9 months, and that's it. Hightailed it back to the sunshine over here. Still miss it over there. But I went hiking in the Santa Monica Mountains a couple of weeks ago and saw the stream Slike and Manitou Springs. And it sure, if I didn't know where I was, I would say, ah, this looks like Manitou Springs in that particular area, waterfall and
yeah.
All. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. So.
Yeah, beautiful. Very peaceful.
Yeah, so Bree actually lives in Montana.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. That's where I wanted to go a long, long time ago. And now I'm just going to stay where I am. I'll visit, but I won't think about moving, you know. Do you still have my home number, my phone number?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I got it. I know,
that's okay. That's okay when you get a chance. You know, give me a
chance. I just got a new cell phone yesterday.
Oh, good. Well, start the calling.
Okay, no problem. But just listen.
So we can get updated. Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, listen, because the thing I got was do a life review. I think you've done that. But
say that again.
It says do a life review.
Uh-huh.
And then listen.
Okay.
See what you see. Accept.
Uh-huh.
It's like accept what you see, and
uh-huh.
be patient.
Oh, that again.
Yeah, patience.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Somebody just came into the house, and she said, "You scared me." I'm like, "Oh." Okay. Well, overall, do you see? What do you see? A good thing coming of this or not?
I see chakras and yoga. So.
I'll talk to you later.
I'm just saying, just continue, okay? Just continue what you're doing, but definitely follow through with that one thing that you said you wanted to do.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, good night, folks. Nice meeting everybody.
Nice
bye-bye.
Meeting.
Okay, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty. Let's see. I'm like, oh, I'm tired of this phone thing, I tell you that. Jeez.
Sounds like someone's over there giving you karate chops to the throat.
Yeah, I know. And then what's irritating me, too, is I can't... Some of the people I've been talking to, I can't hear their questions clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I want to... I'm sitting there going, you want a what? So that was kind of weird.
It's a back and forth thing.
Yeah, because it's like some of them would be like that, and then not like that, and they'll be like that. It's kind of sucky, too, because I'll be sitting there, mine's clear, and then they get choppy, and then vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting there going, I wonder if we can actually talk to 406 now, Bree. Is she still talking to her sons?
No, she's ready.
All right. Okay. Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry about that. I had to talk to him. So,
Yeah, I don't know if I ever get over it. But I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. You know what? I was going to call and have you do like a past life reading, but after that call with my kids, I'm just so broken right now and I'm about ready to just cry. So why don't you just tell me what I need? Dead
really?
Silence.
No, what can we say? No pressure there.
I'm sorry. You can do the past life thing if you need to. I just, Bree knows me very, very well, and she probably doesn't like the tone she's hearing.
No, you need to calm down, hon. Take a deep breath. Everything's going to be okay.
So do you guys know each other personally? Like in
yes.
person?
Yes. I was very, very close to her, and I just moved away about 3 weeks ago, and I don't think we could be closer if we were blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's kind of my sister, and she helps me, and I help her, and she's a very special, special young lady.
Thanks.
Of course you are. I agree with that one myself.
Oh, you guys are sweet.
Yes, we are, and so are you. So well, I guess we all hang out together for a reason, right? So.
Yeah.
And then we got Amy.
Hi, Amy. I don't know you as well, but hello.
Hello.
She's got her moments. If you got a battery, she's your girl. So, but
I'm sorry. I just like I said.
Those things.
She asked me to call, so I called, and I was all excited. And now I just literally could just, if it wasn't talking to you right now, I'd just go climb in bed and cry.
Okay. I'm just saying what the situation is, you should stop apologizing to us because, you know, things happen. And there's no sense apologizing for life unfolding just the way it does, so you're fine. And we should do a past life reading, but I think we should do one in private.
Okay.
So you just give me a call whenever it's convenient for you. And if you want to contact me through my website or just want to, you know, use the phone or whatever. Whatever's convenient for you. Got to tell everybody all night. It's like one of those nights, make a deal nights. You know, it's like, just call me up and say, hey, I got this. Can I get this? And I don't see any reason why we can't. You understand?
Okay.
Plus, you'd be going through a hard time anyway. So, you know, it's the ideal. We did this last night, and we were supposed to give away 2 45-minute readings last night, and we only gave away one. So why not give away one tonight? And we'll give it to you.
Oh, my Alrighty? God. All righty. Thank you.
Tell us she's won, Johnny. She's won a brand new.
Thank you so much, behind curtain number one.
Heck yeah, curtain one's always good. But curtain two has a 60-minute reading, but, you know, that's the way it goes. But
you just answered a prayer for me. Thank you. I wanted a reading, but I just didn't have the money. So, thank you.
Oh, no. You're welcome. So, tomorrow I'm wide open, so.
Okay.
But don't
hey,
go climb the bed. Go jogging.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that, hon.
You know,
it's dark here.
Of course it's dark, but, you know, sometimes you go outside and it's dark and you look at the sky, you see a lot of things you never saw before. It's a beautiful thing. Even if it's cloudy, you can see things. I saw Abraham Lincoln one day. So,
yeah,
know.
But I don't have my Bree to do that with. That's what we used to do, is go out on her porch and look at the stars.
That's true, too, but she has a phone. So give her a call, and you guys go out on the porch and hang out.
Okay. All righty. You better get to somebody else. Thank you for talking to me. I'll call you.
If you don't call me tomorrow, I'll call you.
Yeah, Bree knows my number. Busted.
No problem. Okay. I'm just saying with the situation, you're fine. You know, it's like things happen. But if you really do want to cry, I always say crying and taking a walk is better for you because it shows that you're still going forward.
Okay.
Keep it in mind, you know.
What?
Gosh, you know what? Something? What's
yeah,
your name?
What? As well.
My name?
Mm-hmm.
My name is Sharla.
Sharla. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, I went blank for a minute because I know I knew it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I keep getting faith. So have faith, would you?
Have faith,
yeah. Yeah.
I will try to have faith. And Bree, I love so much to hear your voice. It just means so much. Even if you can't hear me all the time, thank you.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice too, man.
Okay.
You call when you want to, okay? And we'll talk through some stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Good. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great
Bye.
Night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry, I was having flashbacks of there was a show called Rawhide back in the 50s. It was a Western.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what I was thinking about that one. So, our next caller.
You think of the Blues Brothers when you say that.
Yeah. Da-da-da. I'm sorry. Our next caller, I think his name is Mark. How you doing, Mark?
Namaste. Love, line, blessings to you beautiful souls and all your listeners.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Mark.
So,
Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, we got Amy and Bree here, so.
Amy and Bree, my beautiful goddesses.
Hi.
How can you? Threw Bree off just a little bit on that one, huh?
So how are you healing from what we had talked about before?
Oh, it's one of those things that everything's working good.
That sounds good. If you ever need me, just give me a call. You know that.
Oh, yeah. No problem. I am. It's just that, you know, the things bugging me the most is communication on this show sometimes. And then I was almost tempted to say, guys, you know, two people out there could just donate enough money just to get a new headset. It'd be great. And the reason I'm saying that because it's just you want to hear me. But
Well, let me just say this. As far as headsets go, because of the energy work that I do, I go through a lot of them. And usually it's the microphone that goes, although sometimes it's the earpieces and the sound, but usually it's the microphone because of the energy work. So when you're channeling enough energy, knock it out. That's typical.
Yeah, because I was actually getting some shifting I was talking to someone on my phone, and they're like, you're fading out. I'm like, no, I'm not. No, don't tell me that. I just got this phone, and, you know, like, I think it is the energy. I do get really passionate and kind of excited when working with people when I can see things as they're progressing to go forward. So I've done a lot of things on this phone, too, on this mic that I have right now, and I just have a funny feeling it's time to be replaced and that kind of stuff. And the reason I even said that, I was hoping the people out there, there was a couple people out there who said that they're going to We want to hear you. You have a great show, and they were going to donate some money so I could actually get a wireless headset. And it just hasn't happened. So I guess it was kind of a reminder. They forgot. I understand what the life. I have a tendency to get caught in things and forget things too as well. So we just hope people forgive us when we're going in one direction. Because I'm always helping out other people and a couple of friends, and they're like, oh, shoot, we had an appointment. Oh, I'm sorry. But make up for it later.
Right, exactly.
That's what the days are for.
Yeah. What's interesting is I'm working on putting together a workshop, which I want to teach a few times before the big picture happens, which it came to me today, actually, to actually hold it in September, a huge workshop, which would be with several different presenters, you know, facilitators, different workshops for a few days around September 22nd is what came to me from guidance.
mm-hmm.
and for a few days. And then probably towards maybe the weekend, I'm not sure when yet, probably towards the end, and bring everyone, this will be done in the White Mountains in New Hampshire. And mm-hmm. then at the end, bring all the participants to the area where the portal is to the Crystal City of Light in Mount Lafayette. And we'll do some interesting energy work there.
Hmm. Sounds good.
And some new information has come to me that I wrote down for the workshops that I'm writing right now, which I want to teach before that workshop, of course, because that's going to be the big one. When I'm going to have people come in from all over the country, Canada, whoever can come. And it's going to be, and I'm going to have just the right facilitators to co-create this with me. So do any of you have any thoughts as to any of this or anything else?
Well, I'm excited to join you with that, Marcus.
Sure. Yeah,
we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow, but...
If anyone wants to call me, email me, it's innerlightexpressions@gmail.com. That's my personal email. You can use that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to be probably Phoenix for New Earth, I think Phoenix Sunrise for New Earth. It's going to be the email I'm going to be at Gmail, the both Gmail accounts. It's what I'm going to be using... probably for the actual workshop itself and other work I'm going to be doing. So they can reach me at either of those.
Hmm. Yeah, that's what I was going to say too about wanting to be there myself.
Well, sure. Just send me an email and we can work on, because I have a few ideas as far as other type of workshops that we can do other than my own. But I want to make sure that those that are going to be co-facilitating will understand and will be assisting to gear up all of the participants for the big ending, which is going to be actually going to the portal. The City of Light.
Mm-hmm. Right. But, so, I mean, that's the only thing I would say about the situation.
What are the things you're thinking of doing as far as the other facilitators, Marcus?
What I'm thinking is getting some that are well-gifted in working specifically with nature, working the natural elements, with the mountains, that type of nature energy for the grounding piece. Also, some that work when the higher vibrations, perhaps specifically with the angelic frequency. And this is all about ascension and self-empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the traditional healing modality, of course. This is the new modalities of the future.
Right.
Co-creating the new earth. This is more or less moving everyone that's involved into the next step, big time.
Mm.
And basically what we'll be doing is we'll be going out of phase of when we're actually at the Crystal City of Light, probably be going out of linear phase, and exactly what's going to happen there, I'm not sure, because I'm leaving that in the hands of Gaia and my guides I'm working with from the Crystal City of Light. I think one of them is an Agarthan. You know, I don't know if you've heard of Agartha, one of the very ancient inner earth cities. He's he's one of my guides that's been working with me from there.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is, I just had some good ideas to put into the workshop that I'm writing. There's going to be like several different sub-workshops that are all sort of interconnected.
Hmm.
That's great.
No, I was just saying about the situation. I heard this the other day. Someone was talking about I don't know what to call him. I've seen him in the category of Ascended Master of, his name is Kuan Yin.
Kuan Yin is a female, generally portrayed as that anyway.
Isn't there two, like Kuan Yin and...
Did you say Guan?
Oh, no, Kuan, like in Q. Kuan Yin.
Right.
I read it in Dorian Virtue's book where he said it's a very strong, powerful energy, but it's mysterious because it's like you can see the person, but there's not a lot about the person. It's just the energy is very strong and very direct. And I heard someone was talking about it the other day, and they were sitting there going, "I'm working with Kanye and energy," and she was so nonchalant about it. And I'm like, "You're cooking apples, and you're working with Kanye," and I'm like, "I've worked with that energy, and that's very powerful energy, and it's one of those things you focus on one or the other. You don't,
right?
You don't multitask when you're doing energy work. You just don't. You know, that's an arrogant kind of thing, thinking you can." And I was sitting there looking at her going, "What the heck is she doing?" And she was, and it was almost like a bragging. I'm working with Kanye, and I'm sitting there going, that's kind of belittling the experience, I think, because it's a very powerful. But it's also, I've used that energy myself for manifestation.
Right.
And it's one of those things I choose. I choose it very carefully, too, when I use it. And sometimes I've actually chose not to.
Right.
So I was just wondering if anybody else had any insights to the whole thing, maybe just a little bit more energy, because it just came to light and it crossed my path. So I was like wondering maybe I should venture down that road, and because I've been hearing this a lot where people keep saying you need to work more on the healing aspect of things and focusing on that too, and have that part of what you do now.
Right. Well, I mean, if you would like, you know, I'm here for you, Donnie, is to help you to really integrate the ascension process and what it's really about, because it's not the typical healing of the past modalities, but it's new modalities for the ascension process, and that will be carried forth into the new earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I'm working on in the workshop I'm working about is all about that and then some.
Okay.
So I'll be happy to work with you on that, and then I think that will probably get you back on track to where you need to be.
Okay, then I should contact you as soon as possible.
well, all in divine timing. Why don't we put it that way?
I'm just saying. It's one of those things it's like the notion to contact you is happened a couple times. It's just, like you said, divine timing, because I've also been redirected a couple times with other situations and stuff. So, but I definitely feel like it's going to happen.
No. Yeah, I've helped several others, and then once after I work with them for whatever time we're meant to, they just grow and expand in their own way exponentially, and I just love seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, they with me, they learn what they need to learn. I learn from them at the same time, because it's always a co-creative process, and then they go off on their own.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's one thing I like about it too, is when you see someone walk out the door and you know that they got a smile on their face and they got a new direction.
Mm. So, Bree, do you have anything you'd like to share?
No, I don't. Sorry. I'm controlling the chat room. We had a few trolls, but they left, so.
So what are you feeling with the energy we're sharing, Bree, since you haven't really met me prior to this?
You there? Bree?
Yeah, I'm here. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
I mean, the other two beautiful souls, they both know me. What are you feeling or sensing through our conversation? The co-creative process.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't feel anything.
How do you feel yourself about the conversation of interacting here right now?
I
co-creative process.
You seem like you have this thing about your own self. So you're very positive.
Yes.
If you don't feel anything negative, that's positive.
Yes.
So with the situation, with this experience that he's talking about, you should become a part of that too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, don't sell yourself short. You're a very powerful girl yourself. Mm. So I'm just saying, when someone asks you a question like Mark asked you, it's just you have to open yourself up to the possibilities. Because sometimes, I'm not trying to say nothing mean or nothing, I'm not. You do have a tendency to guard yourself, and then you open yourself up. So I think it's one thing, it was the ideal here, just experience the energy that's going on.
Just remember, Bree, that within the core of your soul is the consciousness of creation, creator consciousness itself, from prime source creator. You have that within your soul, as we all do. And the more that you grow and expanding your conscious awareness, integrating through that energy of creation consciousness within your soul to your oneness with all of who you are on all dimensional levels, to your higher self and your oversoul, and you fully expand and integrate into the oneness you truly are of divine expression of creator, you will fully expand and exponentially far beyond that which you ever foresaw possible.
Mm.
You can do it. We all believe in you. Now it's time that you believed in yourself, in your own divinity.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. We actually have another caller on the line. Actually, for a while, it was just the three of us. Now it's, well, the four of us, I'm sorry.
It might be Dennis.
Might be Dennis.
Yeah.
Okay. Area code 905, how are you?
Hey, Donnie, what's going on? It is Dennis.
Hey, it's Dennis. How you doing?
Hey, how about that? Am I good or what?
What's going on? Did I miss something again?
Yeah, no, of course.
I did?
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I got to give you guys my personal cell number so you guys can give me a call when everything's exciting going on. Just so I can, you know, it's funny.
Send you a little text. Come on now.
Yeah, well, don't panic. I can't miss this stuff. You know, everybody, you know, like, you know, again, not to name names or anything like that, but everybody's getting all freaky and funky. With what's going on, with everything that's going on,
mm-hmm.
and whenever I walk around or come around or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Things have already passed, and it's like, what? What just happened here?
Yeah.
And you know, aren't we all supposed to be, you know, just you know, feeling and being within source together? I thought that was such a simple thing.
Yeah. I just want to get back to the way the thing, you know, just get back to what we're here on Block Talk Radio doing anyway. I think
right.
things have kind of gotten kind of out of hand and that kind of stuff. And I was just talking to Amy earlier today, and she was talking about where they had done a show with Dionysus, and Block Talk Radio took it out.
Right. I heard about that, yeah.
And it was gone. Yeah. And I was just.
What happened?
Just some more drama, Marcus. No big deal.
Well, I know Dionysus. He's a good guy.
I know he's a good guy.
Yeah, it was it just kind of like the thing I was putting out there was this thing is taking our direction away from what we're really supposed to be doing. That's what I keep thinking
right.
about anyway. Because we got the thing, and it was great there for a while, and if we could do something about the situation, I think we can, but it's more of a divine intervention here than anything else because some of the things I've heard about particular people that reside, that what was the thing that came to me was it said, better watch out for that certain person because they got a lot of pull. And I'm like, I tried to talk to Amy and said, she's right, but he doesn't. The only pull,
right.
the only kind
know,
of power
Donnie,
he has, but we're giving to him.
Right, I understand that what you're saying now, Donnie. When you say that, and it is your show. Right, Donnie?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And Amy's not here, no?
That is true.
Right. Right.
I know
and,
you're going. No, I know what you're saying.
Okay, right.
I was
so
just,
this is... No, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I go with this.
Okay.
That there are individuals that are within BTR that know management. Management, and they will work what they know how to work,
mm-hmm.
and let them be that with what they know within themselves. That's fine. And what I find quite interesting is these individuals will use their connections and their contacts against others to benefit their own placing, per se.
Mm-hmm.
And And this is where ego becomes involved. It's you know, when do we discount and discord purpose for
mm-hmm.
the all to not finance but structure, fortify our
mm-hmm.
Self-being within the community. See, this is a very delicate balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I find.
Right.
And when people are doing this, I find it very quite upsetting how that they are using their contacts, per se, against others. And again, I find this very, very upsetting. And it comes back to quite a simplistic ball field, per se, where
mm-hmm.
this is simple. You know, we are all on the same playing field, are we not?
Yes.
I thought we were.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I know the coach or if I know the trainer, then why would I use, per se, the trainer's influence to attack the other team to win? Because it's not a win. You know, Donnie, I've been playing games for decades. And when I was about 20, okay, not even quite 20, I realized, what is the purpose to win? No, it is to play and share the space that we have to share at the time that we are sharing it. If you want to win or lose, then that's fine. Win
mm-hmm.
or lose. Okay? You carry it on, and there is no hard feelings. There is no doubts on what your next attention is. We share the space and time in truth and purity.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes a time where that people lose that sight, I feel.
Yes.
And that's when it becomes nasty, you know. And you can
mm-hmm.
become 30, then you're 40, and then you're 50, and you're still doing this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
When does it end, Donnie?
What'd you say it does? I say no.
Well, I've passed that a long time ago, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, with the situation when it all folded, I just felt like, you know something, I want to get back to what I enjoy. I think it's all been said, it's been put
right.
out there, and now it has to
right.
take care of itself. And
right.
that's what I was saying. I said, when we sit there and do this, I've seen divine intervention take care of the situation, which it always has anyway. So therefore,
right.
we've said what we've said. We've spoken our piece. I think we've brought some things to the surface. Now, just get back to my, you know, just get back to what we're doing, teaching.
Right.
A lot of people were under this misconception that we were just here advertising ourselves. When no, it's like I told you earlier tonight, when I did a reading for this lady, I could just feel 10 other people just got their answers to the questions they were doing, and they were touched by the situation where now they have a different direction. So that's, you know, me. It's not just me teaching. It's the idea of, like, when we're doing readings and stuff like that, it's touching so many people, and that's the whole point. We want to help people, and this kind of masses. It's. I love it. I've had
right.
people come to me and say that, too, and they go, you sure you wasn't doing a reading for me? And because that person you're doing a reading for, you answered so many questions for me. I said, that's
right.
why I like doing this. I said,
that's,
instead of just doing...
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and I said, private readings? I've had people say this to me. They said, if you're going to do readings like you do on the air, you're never going to get any clients. I said, oh, really? She goes, oh, yeah. She said, you took 40 minutes with that one lady the other day. I said, okay, so what's that mean? I should cancel the appointment with her? And she was like, what? I said, yeah, she scheduled an appointment with me after the show. Because she said she liked what I did. She said she saw that I was more interested in giving a quality reading instead of quantity. And
exactly.
she felt like it was very powerful because I took my time with her. I was, you know, my main concern when I do readings for people is the person I'm working with, not me. even though, like Mark said, when you do work, when you do work with people, you learn so much about yourself too in the process. That's why there's always this anticipation of doing this kind of work. The reason I like doing this kind of format, because, like I said, I work for other companies, and sometimes when I work, you know, even when we're working in my shop, you put a little pressure on yourself to bring certain things in, and you feel like you're the quality and that kind of stuff. And doing this kind of work right now with this kind of format, I can relax, which I feel like, you know, being relaxed and sitting back, it's like I'm taking a little break, but in the process of taking my break, I can still help other people too, the same.
Yes.
So we're covering all the bases.
Yes.
But I just feel like some people right now, just real quickly, have kind of like they're dead bent on I don't know what. I think they've got so caught up in the situation, maybe if they should sit back and relax for a minute, maybe they'd ask themselves, okay, what am I trying to do here? I'm angry.
Right.
Why are you angry? Why would you be angry about the situation? Okay, so a person does what he does. Why are you angry about that? You shouldn't be angry about that. You should rise above that whole thing and ask yourself
right,
how come you haven't.
Right. I was going to say that, and thank you, Donnie, for that. And, you know, and this is the thing, is when people start to attack other people, and this is what I was just about to say, is that you have to, you know, we need to look within ourselves and ask ourselves, why are we doing what we are doing to others?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty simple stuff to do. Okay, pretty simple stuff. And what is the purpose of reacting the way we react?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And Dennis, another thing too to keep in mind is that way karma works is changed. Instead of karma waiting till other lifetimes or sometime down the road, it's like instantaneous karma. In that what we put out that has negative intention comes back on us very quickly.
Yeah.
And then we are faced with it head on.
Instantaneously.
What we put onto others.
Right.
Yeah,
a lot of people who have these repeating mental emotional patterns and the way they do things don't quite get that yet.
Yeah, we was also talking about the trolls, and I was sitting telling a friend of mine,
Marcus.
You know, I said, thanks, Marcus. That's I couldn't put it better myself. But I was just saying the trolls and the situation of. Because we had somebody come on, we had people pranking that kind of stuff, and sort of going, you know, something, they're crossing our paths, and we're crossing their paths for some reason too. So maybe we should start, when the people comes on the show, maybe we should sit there and show them what we really do by going beneath the surface and the prank to the person who's doing it to find out why are we crossing each other's paths? They have something going on, and we had a lady come on. When was it? It's like Thursday or Friday. She came in. She was doing the Fresh Prince thing. And my thing was, and I told someone, I said, you go back in the archives, you'll hear it yourself. The lady started telling her story, and we it was a story about Fresh Prince, about Will Smith going from South Philly to the whole thing. And she thought it was a big old joke. And I sat there and said, the very first thing came, and she said, so what do you think about my boyfriend? And I said, the very first thing I said was, there's a lot of suspicions around this situation. And somebody in the chat said, if you were psychic, how come you didn't see that? And I said, well, the way things played out, how do you know I didn't? Now, since you play games, nobody will really know what was really going on. But I also felt what the woman that we're talking about here, I did read under the surface, and I felt like there was a woman who's living in a fantasy world, and who she has some issues going on in her life right now. And what they're doing is they're playing out by attacking other people because she's not willing to sit down and deal and work with herself.
Right.
Yeah. So we got that. And the other thing, too, that we might have people out there that are doing things, that kind of stuff, too. But like you said before, we're here to help other people, and we're here to help everybody. So this certain person has an issue, too, and the things are going on.
Take a certain amount of time. It does take a certain amount of time to get underneath that layer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When people are playing us, all right, quick and fast, you know, we have to think quicker and faster than they do. And
exactly.
and we do need a little bit of time to comprehend exactly what is being presented to us at that particular moment in time. So,
mm-hmm.
so yeah. There is a lag time. Of course there is. You know, this is 3D linear time.
Yeah.
We are only human.
That's what I was saying, too. I told everybody, I said, you know, don't be like my clients are on Keen, where you think we're just machines and we just spit the information out. I mean, the idea of communicating with my spirits and guides, I mean, it's like we're in different dimensions, okay? And the information is coming through, but they don't have this outer extremity that we have, which has a tendency to influence things. And I want to make sure that the message that's coming to me is very clear. So therefore, I do have a tendency to listen to it about two or three times before I actually present it to the person. And you know, I would just say, you know, I've actually had people call on the show, like, time and asking the same stuff over and over and over again. Now,
yeah,
I hear
it all the time, Donnie.
Right, but one lady came on my show, and she'd been on the show, and she'd been on other people's shows, and I've seen her jump from show to show to show. Well, she came to my show again, and she did try to play off like, I've never called shows before. Well, I came back and said, you know something, ma'am? I think what the problem is, you don't really want me to tell you if it's going to work out with this guy. I think you're actually looking for the steps to have a good relationship with this person.
Yeah, she's looking for the right answers that she wants to hear, and she's not going to hear them.
So I sat and looked at her, and I said, what you need, I said, I do relationship counseling, and we need to sit down and do a couple sessions together. And she goes, really? How much? So, see, I took her from focusing on these crazy questions she's asking over and over and over again to looking at a different way of looking at it. That's why I kind of say to myself, I said, this woman keeps coming, she keeps crossing my path, and I know everything happens for a reason. So maybe I should take it in a different direction. And like you said, go further underneath the surface of what's really going on with this woman, what she's, you know, we can see those things, so venture to go there. So I did.
What?
Did the lady ever call me up again? No, but she hasn't called the shows again either. So maybe something sparked, you know, something sparked her to go, it's a good thing.
Yep.
You know, I'm just saying, that's why we're here to help. So I just sent her in a different direction. Maybe she found someone she could work with locally, but that's a good thing. I don't care. My thing is, I do care, so therefore she don't come to me. At least I'm hoping by what I said, you know, took her into a direction where she found some help with what was going on.
Right.
Because she didn't, you know, and the emotional problems were there. Yeah.
Right.
And Donnie, what that shows is that you're coming from a much higher consciousness vibration and intention, and that you are very good at what you do. And what you're doing is, it's beyond the typical psychic level. It's really from the higher vibrations, perhaps the angelic vibration or and so forth, and you're really integrating with that. So now it's time for you to continue in your expansion process even more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Colorado. I'm serious. I mean, a friend of mine told me, she goes, she connect with the spiritual community here too as well, because it's about 45 minutes away. And I said, I'll consider it. Thank you for that. I mean, the information came to me, that kind of thing. But I also told myself, you know, the idea of opening myself up to the possibilities, and the possibilities haven't really happened. So I'm sitting there going, but the one thing I've seen, there, I've sure talked to a lot of people who want to go to Colorado, who live in Colorado. So I was like, those are opening up pretty much, where I just feel like someone's going to come to me and say, hey, how would you like to come out here? And because the first time I went to Colorado, that's exactly how it happened. I had a client of mine, I was working through a company, who contacted me, got a reading from me, and said, oh, I want to talk to you about something. And I said, okay, what's that? And she's like, I want you to come to Colorado and work for my company. I'm like, whoa, I was just thinking about this a week ago. And then a week after that, I was actually in Colorado, and I didn't spend a dime.
What I got to say about that, what I got to say about that, Donnie, and I'm guilty of this myself. You know, I can go virtually just about anywhere I want to in the world right now. But is to drop all of those intentions per se, and intend within yourself, within source, and you will find yourselves. You will find yourself there already before you even give it a thought. You already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's how it usually happens. I think it, and it happens. I'm like, gosh, it's really cool. But one thing I was telling the lady earlier tonight was the ideal. How can you have an enchanting life? Is the ideal living yourself in the anticipation of what's going to happen? But what's great is going to happen for you, not the ideal people thinking about now. And not everybody, but I'm just saying, the one people out there are like, my life sucks. Why does your life suck? Because all you keep thinking about is all your bills and all the things that are going to happen if you don't pay your bills. I said, think about having a chanting life and living that. And they go, well, I can't do it unless I have a job. I'm like, no, that's within yourself. And
yeah.
Then you'll attract the job that you want. You'll attract the situations.
Yes.
And then that's what we say about anticipation. Anticipation of all the happy things that are going to happen. And then you don't think about the bad things anymore. And then you're appreciative. Every time you're appreciative, you don't have time to think about things as in lack. You're too busy being grateful for what you got. And then the things that you've been focusing on, they have a tendency to be a part of that too as well. So you just have a great time.
Yeah, what I found too, Donnie and Marcus, I found when we give ourselves, when I give myself a lot of thought on where I really want to be,
mm-hmm.
That's where I set up blocks. And in trusting and knowing within source, that's when it flows.
Okay. Who is this? Hold on.
Who's that?
I'm not saying hold on. I'm just saying. Okay.
Sound like a Donnie.
Okay, I'm sorry. Area code 602. How you doing?
Hey Donnie, it's B in Phoenix. How are you?
B in Phoenix. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Have you moved yet?
No, because you haven't sent me my bus ticket. We got 40 seconds left in the show, so if you guys all want to take this to my midnight show, you're more than welcome to come and join.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was calling on your midnight show.
All right, Donnie. Donnie, ciao. Bree, Marcus, everybody, ciao, and love you all, and take care, and be well. All dream
thanks.
Well.
Thank hey,
you.
Thanks, Dennis, for being here. Huh? I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, bud. All right, thank you. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Love, line, blessings to all.
Okay, Mark, thank you for being here. I'll be contacting you soon.
So do I call you back then?
What's that?
Do I call back in 1 minute to be on your midnight show?
Yeah, call back in 1 minute.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Mark. I'll talk to you later. Bree?
Yes.
You going to join me?
Yes, I am.
Then I'll be able to see?
Yeah.
And you'll be with me. Okay, gotcha.
I would, too. Okay.
Oh, really? All right. Amy?
Yeah. Yes, Donnie.
You going to join us too?
Probably not. I'm ready to crash, quite honestly.
Okay. Okay, no problem then. Then good night, and thank you for being here. And I'm just saying, if you could jump in, because I really wanted to go over some more of the stuff with what you're going through and that stuff. It's just that next thing I know, I had like 14 people in the queue, and I was like,
yeah.
Whoa.
That's okay.
But thank you for being here. I appreciate it and sharing what you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure another time it'll come up again.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So I'm just saying, right now I'm having shows from Tuesday to Saturday. I'm not doing Monday and Sundays anymore.
All right.
I need to take a break because I'm getting headaches.
Yeah, I understand.
Already?
Yep. I will talk to you another time, Johnny.
All right, you have a good night.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye now. All right. I'm going
to
cut out of here.
Okay,
I'm going to redo this whole thing. I'll see you in about a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.